breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is the final day of President Trump's two-day state visit to the U.K. Following yesterday's pomp and pageantry, the BBC's Georgia Roberts says today the President and Prime Minister Starmer get to work with talks at the Prime Minister's country home, Chequers.
The two leaders will view the Sir Winston Churchill archives held at the residence, playing to the President's great admiration for the wartime leader. Then, it'll truly be down to business, with a bilateral meeting and a business reception both on the agenda. There'll also be a news conference rounding up the day's events. After the careful choreography that's dominated most of Mr. Trump's unprecedented second state visit so far, this is the moment that's most at risk of going off script.
The two leaders are expected to discuss economic cooperation along with the conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. Deadly gunfire, York County, Pennsylvania. The victims, members of the Thin Blue Line.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York.
In critical but stable condition, according to Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris. The shots rang out as the officers are following up on a domestic-related investigation. The suspect shot dead by police. At long last, the Federal Reserve cutting its benchmark interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. That means cost of borrowing will be coming down a bit, although President Trump's new appointee to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors would have liked a larger rate cut. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell suggesting there could be another rate cut later in the year. And on Wall Street, stock futures are sharply higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 349 points. Townhall.com.
Have you ever wondered why some people seem to experience God's favor in extraordinary ways? There's a secret hiding in plain sight through Scripture. God has designed a pathway to blessing that runs directly through our relationship with Israel. Look, it's not complicated. It's not mysterious. It's actually beautifully simple. A promise found in Genesis 12. God said, "I will bless those who bless you." This holy equation has been working for 4,000 years. From Abraham's time to today, God rewards those who align their hearts with his heart for Israel. It's like stepping into a river of blessing that's been flowing since the beginning. When I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, look, I'm plugging into God's ancient blessing system. I'm choosing to flow with his plan instead of against it. The results speak for themselves. Lives transformed, families blessed, purposes fulfilled. As Christians, we believe we've been grafted into God's family tree. Let's discover what it means to be united with his chosen people through faith. Learn more. IFCJ.org. Visit IFCJ.org.
Good Thursday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We start with traffic and weather on the threes. We do that all morning for you. Right now, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
UW Parkway, a little bit slow already, southbound at Route 100 and down towards Route 32, coming down from the airport cutoff. That's the normal delay early this morning. Even the northbound side is a little busy coming up through the ramps at 197. Nothing on the roadway, but you're a little more stop and go through there. Had a minor wreck about 30 minutes ago, northbound 83 at Timonium Road. That should be on the shoulder. There's a big fire call overnight in the city. They're still mopping up at Greenmount at 25th. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A much drier day ahead of us with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We're also warming back up with highs in the low to mid 80s. Turning mostly clear and pretty cool tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville 62 degrees. Sun Valley has 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland State Police investigating a three-vehicle crash in Carroll County that injured two children. Accident happened shortly after 5 p.m. yesterday, Route 32 at Bennett Road, when a southbound vehicle failed to yield to northbound traffic and was struck by a vehicle that crashed into a third car. A 7-year-old and a 10-year-old were flown to shock trauma for treatment and no other injuries were reported. Rest of the news coming up in a minute. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Right after that report, turned the camera over to I-70. It looks like a wreck here on the outer loop at I-70. Gotta get the look at the camera to see exactly if it's on the outer loop. It appears to be in the construction area in the left-hand lane. Heads up, more information, and we'll check on it again as you come south from Windsor Mill Road. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Chuck, and more, of course, all morning long right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Law enforcement agencies from across Maryland are sending prayers to York County, PA, after five police officers were shot yesterday afternoon and three of them died. The shooting happened in North Cordouris Township, which is not far from the Maryland line. Police departments from Baltimore and Hartford counties, Baltimore City, and Hagerstown are among those expressing sorrow for the families and officers who are grieving the lives lost, and they are praying for the recovery of the survivors. City police investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 800 block of Glade Court shortly before 6 p.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound. Victim was taken to the hospital. There has been no update on his condition. And finally, the football coach at Hartford Technical High School has been fired amid an investigation into the program. Brad Hunt confirmed his firing to the Aegis in a text message saying, "I was made the scapegoat by the school after 9 years. I'll bite my tongue and take the high road." It's 6:06 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. On the south side of Chicago, the Beaver does it again.
Sits his call up.
Ooh. Dylan Beavers gets a hold of this one to deep right field, and Beavers has gone deep for a second straight game.
Give me another Beaver cleaver on that one. Another two-run shot.
Kevin Brown and the Big Ben McDonald had the call in Masson. The 24-year-old from Paso Robles, California, with his third home run of the year. Tyler Wells made it stand with six strong as the Birds complete a season sweep of the White Sox yesterday. 3-1 was the final. After the game, manager Mancelino won what he thinks about the Beaver.
He's good. You know, he's a good player, and he just keeps on plugging away. You know, he has good at-bats. He has some at-bats, but maybe not be the best. But by and large, they're way more good than bad in a lot of ways.
And that's all you can ask for. A concern for the Ravens this Monday night against the Lions will be the pass rush without Kyle Van Noy. Although the team is being fairly coy about his status, it's a foregone conclusion that the hamstring will keep the All-Pro out of action multiple weeks. Odafe Owe on how the unit will survive without Van Noy.
We have the next man up mentality. We have a lot of good rushers on our team. Obviously, it's going to impact us. A guy like KV, vet, productive vet, you know, but we have a lot of guys that can step up. Dave, we have.
Van Noy has appeared in 32 of a possible 34 games over his Ravens career. Led the Ravens a year ago with 12.5 sacks, which was fourth most in the NFL. Coming up in 30 minutes, a step up in class for the Maryland Terrapins. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
When I'm
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Thursday, September 18, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, incredible examples of city and state government failures here in Maryland. Democrats begin to shift blame for the Kirk assassination. But a top story is first Colbert, and now it's Jimmy Kimmel.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Kimmel is canceled by Consequence Culture for this remark made on his ABC late night show.
Some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
So, once again, showing he has no decency, not an ounce of decency. I remember when he danced on Tucker Carlson's grave after Tucker got canned by Fox News. Kimmel now, of course, is reportedly livid at Disney and ABC for him pulling him off of the late-night television broadcast. ABC broadcast affiliate Nexstar removed Kimmel from all 32 of their stations yesterday after the late-night host lied about Charlie Kirk's assassin, implying that he was MAGA, he was killed by one of his own. Another comment that he had made. Disney then pulled the show and said Jimmy Kimmel Live is off indefinitely. That was confirmed to multiple sources yesterday. We're now hearing Sinclair Broadcasting is also, they own some ABC stations. They're going to pay in place of Jimmy Kimmel. They're going to air a tribute to Charlie Kirk tomorrow night in Kimmel's former time slot after the dirtbag host has been fired. First Colbert, now Kimmel, and the bunch of whining on the left is, oh my God, this is a violation of free speech. This is...
The government has nothing to do with this?
Well, here's Chuck Schumer. Let's hear what he had to say.
Senator Schumer, your reaction to this.
It is outrageous. It's a page right out of Xi's playbook. This is just despicable, disgusting, and against democratic values. Trump and his allies seem to want to shut down speech that they don't like to hear. That is not what democracies do. That is what autocracies do. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with Kimmel or not. He has the right to free speech. And so it is just outrageous. It is indicative of autocracy, and I am just outraged by it. Again, this is what dictators do. This is what Xi would do. This is what Putin would do. We are not that country.
First Amendment protects your right to say what you wish without interference from the government. It does not protect your right to keep a job that you like forever and ever.
Yeah. And really, the First Amendment is about your freedom to freely express your thoughts and speech and government can't really censor or punish you or penalize you for that speech.
Now, it has nothing to do with your employer.
The private employers.
Nothing
right,
to do with that.
Exactly. You still can speak it, but there's a consequence.
Welcome to the consequence call.
Yeah, the consequence culture is now taking over for the cancel culture, and rightfully so. We'll get your reactions to Kimmel. Who should be next in the consequence culture list?
They call him Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. 6:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is. Good morning, Chuckles.
We've had a problem on the outer loop of the Beltway. There was a wreck in the left-hand lane right before the bridge at I-70. We're having problems with that camera, and it looks like now, from the way the traffic is moving, that it may have cleared, but they turned the camera back to the south towards Route 40. I can tell you this, we are backed up to Liberty Road and rapidly going back towards 795. So it was in the left-hand lane on the outer loop right before I-70, creating that backup already. Parkville side still clear. The interloop at Green Spring, no problems. JFX looks good. There were some areas through Annapolis early this morning. Saw a little spray from some of the vehicles traveling around the area, Whitehall Road, over to the Severn River Bridge. Could have been some of that rain overnight. And the roadway conditions a little bit damp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a rainy again day for the first part of the day, and then the rain will move out of here. And of course, we'll see some sun later on this afternoon. High in the low to mid 80s as we begin to warm up down to the low 60s tonight. And here comes the heat. The last weekend of summer, it'll be sunny and warm. And in the mid-80s, Saturday and Sunday. Right now, cloudy 67 in Stevensville, 63 in Pasadena. Time for some one-liner news. New trend in public toilets in China. Toilet paper dispensers make you watch an ad before it dispenses any toilet paper.
That's in China?
That's in China.
That's amazing.
And I would think it would be appropriate if we watched a promo for Kimmel, Colbert, or The View while you're waiting for your square of TP or what have you. New study out shows that eating fatty foods can cause your brain to forget things faster. That's true. You know, especially when you turn to your wife and say, she says to you, "You're having a second donut? Wait a minute, this is my first." Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by 0.25%. That's great news. That'll allow us to lower mortgage rates and take buying a home from completely and totally unaffordable to just totally unaffordable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much of it. Look, 25 basis points is nothing.
Yeah.
Tyson Foods announced it'll phase out the use of the high fructose corn syrup in its meat products. If Tyson is wondering what should replace the high fructose corn syrup in their chicken nuggets, might we suggest they put in something like
meat?
Yeah. Actual chicken.
What would be an idea?
Here's an interesting nominee this year for the National Toy Hall of Fame. Snow. Yes, the fluffy white stuff that falls from the sky in the winter. Because, you know, you can make snowballs and snowmen, and it does occupy some time. And they say now that's a Frosty the Snowman, it'll actually be a toy.
By the way, do you know how Tyson made its name in the chicken world? They had the complete franchise for all of the McDonald's in the entire country.
Is that right?
Yeah. So all of a sudden they went from being just this regional.
I thought they were friends with the Benton family, the Walmart, because they were an Arkansas company. And Bill Clinton apparently had big doings with Tyson as well.
Well, in Arkansas, they could have been cousins. Yeah. You know, who knows?
United Airlines says things are looking up at Newark Liberty International Airport. Problems at the United Airlines hub have largely been fixed after months of technology outages and staffing shortages. There's only one problem regarding Newark Airport. It is still in Newark. And that is not a destination people want to go to. Jerry Greenfield of the Jerry and Ben & Jerry's leaving the company over a dispute with the brand's corporate owner, Unilever. Apparently, Unilever won't let him pursue his social missions. And apparently, they're also canceling Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream and Kimmel's Juggies with Sprinkles. So those two are out, and so is Jerry Greenfield, apparently, from Ben and Jerry's. Back to Jimmy Kimmel. So who's next on the consequence culture list? I think Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
You know, he has got to be next. Maybe even, of course, The View. Love to see The View get maybe consequence culture, you know, victims, if you will. But Jay Leno, interestingly, he had an interesting take. Of course, he took over for Carson, and he had an interesting take on what happened with Charlie Kirk's assassination just a week ago.
It's not a random shooting. I mean, it's the death of free speech. To think that you are so illiterate and so stupid, you can't answer verbally. And you have to shoot somebody with a gun to quote, win the argument. You know, when I was in school, lively debate was unbelievable. You have the SDS, the Students of Democratic Society, debate somebody else.
Yeah, and he's right about that, but there was another violent leftist group, Jay, the SDS, which gave birth to the Weather Underground and the Weathermen. And remember Bill Ayers, 24 years ago on 9/11, there was an article in the New York Times, I remember reading it, that they were talking about his past of blowing up government buildings. And remember there were police officers that were killed by members of the Weathermen. So
fine by him.
This is decades old, this leftist violence in the country. But I think he... I don't think it's the death of free speech, but I do think it is. It's going to really have a ripple effect on a lot of things as far as awakening this nation as to what the government has been up to, what the violent left has been up to. I think free speech will continue to prosper because even Charlie Kirk was for all kinds of speech, and even Pam Bondi now is walking back the I'm not going to prosecute hate speech, and she should if she made a mistake. I know we got a lot of grief yesterday by some in the audience that they were questioning our ability to analyze legal issues and constitutional issues, but she apparently did wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah, you can't. Your hate speech is speech. It's exactly the kind of speech that is protected. Nobody cares if you say the flowers are pretty. That's not speech that everybody cares about suppressing.
Right. Well, remember the Westboro Baptist freaks?
Yes.
They were showing up at soldiers' funerals, and they were shouting all sorts of pejoratives, and the Supreme Court says, hey, they have a right.
Yeah.
So, does Chuck have an update?
I do.
Yes, sir.
All lanes are officially open on the outer loop at I-70.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Efficient. Efficient update.
Very efficient.
Yes. Some of the best efficiency I've heard.
I know.
In his broadcast career.
Just wait. It's a long wait till 9.
Yes, it is. You know, it might be an eternity till 9.
It might be. It might be.
I think it was just last week that Sean was saying something about the word deficient, but I'm sure that was a different context.
No, it was proficient.
Proficient. Proficient. I knew there was something.
With that, Bruce, you just struck a nerve.
Someone else is deficient. All right. Chuck, thanks. I'll see you in a couple.
Sure.
6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. So who should be on the consequence culture list next? Love to hear your thoughts. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long, and there's nothing quite like a rainy morning to merely foul up traffic. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and the new wreck, northbound 95, Washington Boulevard. If you're coming up from the Beltway on the southwest side, it's already slowing at the Caton Avenue Bridge and beginning to back down. So it looks like there is some road blockage. The one camera that's up ahead of there, which is right before 395, is showing traffic is getting by, but there's enough road blockage there that the camera back here at the Caton Avenue ramp is slow. So again, heads up if you're coming north from the Beltway on 95, eventually up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The west side outer loop already with delays. We had an accident there. Wasn't there long, but long enough to do damage. Was on the outer loop at I-70. Has now cleared. Taillights go back already back to the ramp at 795.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. We have rain moving out of here a little bit later on. Sun this afternoon. Highs in the low to mid 80s. Right now it is partly cloudy, 61 in Bel Air, 63 downtown in Baltimore City. We're talking about Kimmel is out. Who should be next? I don't think it's going to be long before Kimmel and Colbert team up on some, because Colbert's still on the air, unfortunately. So I'm sure Colbert is going to extend an invitation to have Kimmel on, where there'll be nothing but trash for Trump and Charlie Kirk for an hour, because they have no decency. They have no shame. They are inhuman as far as their treatment of other people.
Who would like to see go next? Sonny Hostin.
Sonny on The View. Yeah, she is a race hustler extraordinaire. But the leftist media has been bending over backwards to protect the leftist violence narrative.
Yeah.
But from the both sidesism, I think Rachel Maddow devoted all 22 seconds to the Charlie Kirk story. That's it. On her show. 22 seconds. It's all was warranted. We have a bunch of others. And we have now Montel Williams. Remember him? He was a talk show host at one time. He is so desperate to defeat this leftist violence narrative. He's come up with his own. And I didn't realize he was a psychotherapist and psychologist, apparently he's been dabbling in it, especially of late.
There are people who are trying to pigeonhole this as a leftist thing and a right thing. And what we're really talking about, hear me, because I'm going to throw you when I say this. We're talking about a love-torn child, a kid. Wow. This is probably his first real relationship, and somebody was disparaging the person that he loved. He sat on that building for 30 minutes before he took the shot. Why did he wait until the first word trans came up? Then he took the shot.
You think he heard it? He could hear it?
I think he could hear it. I think he also, I don't believe he was motivated politically. I think this was motivated emotionally. I think this was a emotionally stunted person who literally, when I say it this way, just hear me, tried to defend his significant other, not trying to defend some ideology.
Okay, I have just four words. Out of his depth.
Yes. Slightly. Again, what's that, the commercial? I'm not a psychotherapist, but I play one on television.
I slept at Holiday Inn Express last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So that was a swing and a miss from Montel. And remember this, ABC's Matt Gutman said this about Charlie Kirk's assassin and the text between him and his trans lover.
We have seen an alleged murder with such specific text messages about the alleged murder weapon, where it was hidden, how it was placed, what was on it. But also, it was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate, who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love. So it was this duality of someone who the attorney said not only jeopardized the life of Charlie Kirk and the crowd, but was doing it in front of children, which is one of the aggravating circumstances of this case. And on the other hand, he was, you know, speaking so lovingly about his partner. So a very interesting and, as Pierre said, riveting press conference, David.
It was tough.
Yeah, it was fascinating because, you know, Stalin, I mean, he really liked puppies a lot. You got to give that to the guy. Yeah. I mean, he was one of the biggest puppy admirers in the entire world. To hear Stalin talk about puppies just kind of warms your heart. He's such a puppy loving guy.
Can you imagine Matt Gutman saying, upon discovering the death of Adolf Hitler, you know, Hitler really did love
Eva Braun
was the love of his life. And in a very touching moment, they both killed one another in his bunker after he tried to exterminate, or actually did exterminate, 6 million Jews.
I mean, but other than and that, 6 million others.
It was a very touching story.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's really warm.
So ABC's
covering.
Matt Gutman, consequence culture came for him, and now he's been humiliated into issuing a groveling apology. It's just amazing. But so he doubled down 10 minutes after that, insisting the text revealed a heartbreaking duality, a very human experience. The blowback was immediate, as you might imagine. Americans were outraged. Rather than condemning a politically motivated slaughter of a conservative leader, Gutman and ABC chose to elevate the murder's romantic text messages. So Gutman was forced to issue an apology. He said, yesterday, I tried to underscore the jarring contrast between this cold-blooded assassination of Charlie Kirk, a man who dedicated his life to public dialogue, and the personal disturbing text read aloud by the Utah County Attorney at the press conference. I deeply regret that my words did not make that clear. But let there be zero doubt here, I unequivocally condemn this horrific crime and the pain it caused Charlie Kirk's family, those who were forced to witness it at UVU, and the millions of people he inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that was a self-revelation, or the boss said, you're going to make a public apology, and it's going to be now. But this is, you know, the state-run drive-by media is it's sick. There's something inherently sick and evil about our media complex today. Again, they're totally biased to the radical left. You don't even get, and even years ago, people say, oh, Walter Cronkite, he was very biased to the left.
Oh,
but he didn't see this kind of sick and vile treatment of very important issues.
There was no delight at somebody else's
Correct.
Misfortune.
Correct. And that's that is a big change in our media, and one that now they're being held accountable for. At last, I should say. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 800 block of Glade Court shortly before 6 p.m., where they found a man with a gunshot wound, the victim taken to the hospital. No update on his condition, and police have not released information on a suspect or a motive. Football coach at Hartford Technical High School has been fired amid an investigation into the program. Brad Hunt confirmed his firing to the Aegis in a text message saying, I was made the scapegoat by the school after 9 years. I'll bite my tongue and take the high road. The football program is reportedly being investigated by law enforcement and child protective services after an alleged hazing incident that may have included sexual assault. A school system officials and police are not commenting on these allegations. A Baltimore woman has pled guilty to a wire fraud and a bribery scheme that she conducted as a Maryland Department of Labor contractor. According to the guilty plea, between June of 2020 and November of 2021, Natonia Johnson assisted family, friends, and strangers with filing and obtaining unemployment benefits that they were not eligible to receive in exchange for bribes and kickbacks. Johnson faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison when she is sentenced on January 6th. Maryland First District Rep. Andy Harris has announced two FAA grants for airports on the Eastern Shore. Congressman says the grants for Easton Newenfield and Ocean City Municipal Airport will create construction jobs and improve transportation for employers and constituents across the district. The airport is Easton Airport. It will receive more than $8.7 million to continue a multi-year project to expand the safety zone at the end of its main runway. Ocean City's grant of nearly $8 million will be used to replace worn pavement on the airport's main taxiway that connects planes to the runway. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM, next WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Pick three lottery number 969. Your pick 48750. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That's a big wreck on 95 North. It's between the ramp at Caton Avenue and up towards Washington Boulevard and before the ramp at 395. If you look to your right side, fire department is now coming up the right shoulder and to the accident scene. The report right now says that two of the right-hand lanes are blocked on the northbound side. Back up already is back to the Beltway if you're coming up from Arbutus and trying to work your way north towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A much drier day ahead of us with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We're also warming back up with highs in the low to mid 80s. Turning mostly clear and pretty cool tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. O's apparently brought their track shoes to the park yesterday, running all over the White Sox.
There goes Beavers, looking for number seven. He is safe. Seven steals, and the Orioles have just tied a franchise record for stolen bases in a game.
And we're in the sixth.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. The seven swipes and a two-run big fly from, wait for it, Dylan Beavers propelled the Birds to a 3-1 win over the Pale Hose, a series sweep, a season sweep, and a nod to those responsible from manager Mancelino.
Credit to the players for being fearless and aggressive. And then also it's a good time to recognize Anthony Sanders. He does such a wonderful job with our base runners and everything he does out there. Sometimes we don't notice him because he's the first base coach.
And all of a sudden, 2026 looks brighter for the Birds with performances like yesterday from Tyler Wells, another quality start as the Bulldog goes six, allows just four hits, one run, no walks.
I mean, honestly, I couldn't have asked for, you know, a better return so far. You know, really just trying to kind of focus on staying within myself.
Wells now in three starts, 2-0 with a 2.03 ERA, a whip, that's a walk and hits to innings pitched of .65. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers trying to salvage a game from the Phillies last night. Shohei Ohtani was in the lineup.
Ohtani smashes the ball right center field. It is gone in 51.
Joe Davis with the call on Spectrum Sportsnet LA. Shohei now back-to-back games with home runs. The Dodgers blanked the Phils last night. 5-0 was the final. An interesting development for the Ravens this early season is the contribution the team is getting from its fourth and fifth receivers. Tylan Wallace and Devontae Walker combining for three touchdown catches in last week's win against the Browns. Wallace asked yesterday if it can continue against Detroit.
Definitely, that's the plan for sure. For sure, I think if we keep playing like we know how to play, then I think we're solid.
Despite a potential last-minute hiccup, the District of Columbia City Council voted yesterday 11-2 in favor of the RFK Stadium project, and with the final hurdle overcome, the Commanders will now return to the site it called home for more than three decades. The last-minute hiccup was a new demand proposed by a City Council member that called for a $10 million penalty per year if the Commanders did not meet the timeline to build housing around the stadium. That threatened the project, but the amendment was ultimately rejected by the council. Tall task for the Terps this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin, as Maryland battles the Badgers in one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten. And says head coach Mike Loxley, by the style of football Wisconsin plays as well.
They've got a history of being one of the more physical teams in this league. So as I told our team yesterday, they'll be a great measuring stick for us and what kind of team we have and what type of team we can be.
The time of the game is 12 noon on Saturday. Time now is 6:37. When we return, Samantha Ponder is a free speech hero.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
A whip, huh?
Sean, a whip. A whip. Yeah. You better be careful.
Mazel tov.
May bring it out.
Now congratulations, beautiful baby granddaughter Lily Margalit.
Lily Margalit. Margalit means pearl in Hebrew, and she is a gem. We're already in love with her.
I can tell. You are beaming. Grinning from ear to ear today.
I had no idea, actually, you could smile as broadly as that. The edges of your smile would reach your ears.
Do I actually look different today?
You do.
Glowing, right?
Yes, you are glowing.
More baby-like.
If I didn't know, I would say you're pregnant.
Well, someone was. 7 pounds, 10 ounces. She's beautiful. We're in love with her. It's all good.
Congratulations to Mom and Dad and you and Julie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a great time. You'll love being a grandparent.
Thank you. And, Sean, you brought up a good point a minute ago off air, actually. I said that the Commanders are coming home now. The Commanders have never called RFK home.
Never. Yeah,
never.
The Redskins did for all those years, yeah. But the Commanders have only known that dump over in Landover, FedEx Field, now Northwest Stadium, excuse me.
Yep, gotcha. So, hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Samantha Ponder, who was a former ESPN host. I don't know if we have time or not, but she said something the other day which I thought was, I think it'll resonate for us because this is what we do for a living. She revealed on social media that she's received disturbing messages after she expressed her sorrow for the death of Charlie Kirk last week. Ponder also spoke about her concerns for her safety, but here's what she said. This is a quote. I spent so much time of my professional career as a coward, shamefully afraid to say true things because it might jeopardize my position at ESPN. One of the great things about having no position anymore is the realization that a platform is actually useless without courage. I mourn for Charlie's family. I mourn for our country, but I have renewed hope that many like me will find the courage to lovingly speak the truth boldly in the public square as we often should. So I say that to you guys and this station because I think what we say here on this station in this market is extremely important because nobody else says it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But what is it? It's the women. Michelle Tafoya.
Yes.
Sage Steele.
Yes.
Sam Ponder. I don't see as many men being brave in speaking out and defending freedom of speech in the sports world, unlike you.
You know, you are absolutely right. Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. They are on point with this.
All right, very good.
And you know what? They lead the way.
They do. And it is refreshing to see. Thanks, Gary.
It's a whip. It really is.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it out, Bruce.
It's a whip.
6:40, 20 minutes now.
That Devo song. Finally, I understand it. Yeah. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, this is kind of hilarious. You know, Congress people, they have the right to not answer a question. But it was always humorous to see a reporter chase a congressman or woman down the hall asking questions, knowing that that individual has heard the question, but chooses instead to jog away rather than simply turn and give an answer like a grown-up might. This happened to Congressman Dave Min yesterday.
Excuse me, Congressman? Why does your lying claim that the Charlie Kirk assassin was the MAGA and part of the radical right? Why are you spewing lies to exploit his tragedy? Congressman, will you apologize? No comment, Congressman?
Yeah. And in the words of Monty Python, run away, run away. Scott Jennings says that all the counter conversation now is we don't know exactly why this individual did what he did. We're still confused about that. It could be that he was a vegan and discovered he'd actually eaten some pork by mistake and he got just really, who knows? Jennings says that's horse hockey.
The evidence here is overwhelming. He said, Charlie Kirk, I can't stand this hate anymore. I'm going to take him out. The testimony from him and the statements of his family, he had become more left-wing. He etched the statements that are made by the left about Republicans and conservatives and Charlie Kirk fascist on the bullet casings.
He made a joke about it in his last text.
Well, it doesn't sound like a joke to me because someone's dead and about to be buried.
Yeah, that made a joke, by the way. That was a comment from Montel Williams again. Out of his depth would be the comment that I would make. Jennings went on to say, all weekend long it was, this guy, Robinson, he was a MAGA guy. He has a Republican family. His parents both voted for Trump. He's a MAGA man. Well, that was a lie.
There was an effort all weekend long on the left to try to make this guy sound like he was a conservative. That failed. That was passed around all over the weekend. That has now failed. The evidence has now come out. He was motivated by hate. He was motivated by left-wing radicalism. He got mixed up with some trans ideology in his life. We are looking around the edges of this for something other than what's staring us in the face. Left-wing radicalism got this kid. He went up to a roof, and he murdered our friend, and that's what happened.
Yeah, period. That's what happened. It's not a big puzzle. There's no enigma here. There's nothing to solve here. He has said the same. His actions speak the same. And the Democrats and those on the left are trying desperately to find some way of blaming Donald Trump for this. Gee, what a surprise they take that tack. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, the man who knows all. It's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Prince George's County, BW Parkway southbound. near Route 202, and in that area, just looked at the camera, it looks like they're squeezing one lane by at the accident scene. That's going to be a big problem for the traffic on 295 south of the Capitol Beltway, and that backup is growing and may be back to the ramps at the Capitol Beltway very soon. Northbound 95 coming into the city from Arbutus, trying to get up to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. There is a wreck up ahead there near the ramp at Washington Boulevard and the ramp right before 395. Again, looking at the camera right here, 395, we can see traffic is getting by. The last report we had, two of the right-hand lanes are blocked. That backup northbound goes back at least to the Beltway. The west side outer loop started early with a wreck at I-70, slowing at 795, filling in quickly on the outer loop on the Parkville side now at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a rainy start to the day, but sunshine later this afternoon. Low to mid-80s and then back down to the low 60s. But it's going to be the last weekend of summer. Sunny, warm both Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the mid-80s pretty much tomorrow. Friday through Sunday, I should say, included. Mostly cloudy, 62 in Millersville, and it is 62 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Show me the money!
I heard Chuck saying that, the same thing when he was in your office last
summer. Yes, I mean, he's been saying that for the last 24 hours.
You better dig a hole and put that in it, I can tell you that. Let's just say the lava is flowing.
Look at Kristen pouring gasoline on the fire this morning. She is in there cracking up, let me tell you.
Sorry. Laughing at the old man, ain't got no money.
He ain't got no money.
You don't. See, the problem is, your reputation is you don't need money.
Yeah.
You exist on barter.
Well, let me just say this. Blow that. Straight out. I'll say it's online.
Let's change the subject, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that, because I'm getting a headache.
I want you, this was on one of those food cooking shows the other day, went viral. I think it was on the Food Network. It was a chef, and they're trying to determine what he actually said when he was talking about cooking meat. All right, let's listen in carefully.
The medium rare on one side, we have four medium rare.
Wait, what do you say, medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
Okay, that clears that up.
What was he saying? Was he saying medium well or medium rare? Which was it?
Well, medium rare is medium well, and medium well is medium well.
That's what I thought he said, medium well.
He said medium well. Can we hear it again one more time, Kristen?
The medium rare on one side. We have four medium rare.
Wait, what did he say, medium rare or medium well?
Medium rare.
He's saying rare or well.
It sounds to me like he's saying rare.
I think he says rare the
because,
second time.
Because he has somewhat of an Asian accent.
You think so?
And the R's get a little funny in English. I don't know, just like medium rare versus medium well.
It's like Dr. Fong used to say to Lavens.
That is true. National Cheeseburger Day today. Chuck, get out and celebrate Applebee's. You can get any of the chain's three classic handcrafted burgers plus classic fries for $8.99. Also, Buffalo Wild Wings. They're offering cheeseburgers as well. Burger King. They all sorts of today. Get a free bacon cheeseburger with a $1 purchase at Burger King. Checkers and Rallies also offering the Big Buford at $3. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Participating locations nationwide.
The Buford T. Justice.
That's right. Will there ever be justice? I don't know.
Sonic. Maybe. Sonic. Maybe. Somebody isn't taken out first.
Buy one double Sonic Smasher, get a second one free. Okay? There's that word again, free.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't have said that. New Popeyes and Hot Ones menu.
It's funny, that's what I'm working for right now.
Folks, I think we have the theme for the show.
There's no theme.
You're a free man, what can I say?
Yeah, I know.
You're a free man.
I understand the dog collars right now. If I go too far, I get shocked.
Right. Free as a bird.
Yeah, right.
IHOP falling into the new season. Cinnamon-inspired dish. Coffee cake pancakes. Oh, I'd like to try that.
That might not be bad.
Yes. Two buttermilk pancakes filled with cinnamon streusel, layered with cinnamon spread, topped with cream cheese icing, more streusel, whipped topping. You can get as a combo, too. Two bacon strips, two pork sausage links, two eggs your way, and hash browns. I am there right after the show today.
Wow, it sounds good.
Can't wait
but
for
it
that.
Also sounds like enough to feed my entire family.
Yeah. I'll have to go with Chuck because he's the only one that actually can get it for free.
Yeah.
They feel sorry for poor senior citizens who are taken advantage of.
That's right.
Chuck has been known to go into a pancake house and say, I like those pancakes, me and Moya.
That's right.
Morn. It's like my little granddaughter. She can't say more. She said, Morn. So now when I go in, they say, would you like something else, Morn?
At least you speak her language.
All right. Yeah, no. She hasn't heard the best of my language.
No,
yet.
She really hasn't.
Perfect. Yes. Only people online here.
Right, exactly. Language. You should make sure you stay away from me, at least for the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
All right, Sean.
6:49, it's 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Time, once again, we have Scott Adams weighing in, though. Actually, we have more Scott Jennings, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, more Scott Jennings. One more cut from Scott. Jennings says that the Democrats and the left have developed a habit of trying to find rationalizations for why it's a good idea instead of debating things out to simply lean immediately toward violence.
I'll tell you one more thing that's on my mind tonight, and conservatives everywhere. The idea that people are saying, well, he was an extremist, or he was a racist, or he was a Nazi, or a misogynist, whatever. Therefore, we could get around to rationalizing it. Charlie Kirk was a mainstream conservative Republican. He had views that are held by tens of millions of people, including more than half the country in the last election. So if you're online saying this is justified, what you're actually saying is half the country I live in, there's some justification to commit violence or murder against them. And that's what is concerning about the people who are doing this. And that's why I don't think anybody is losing any sleep about these folks not being able to teach our children.
No,
that's another thing that starts civil wars as well. Yep. So if you're just now tuning in, Kimmel gets a victim of consequence culture. He joins Brian Stelter, who was canned and brought back. Chris Cuomo. He's living on in another network now. Joy Reid, remember she got the axe at MSDNC. Colbert, Matt Dowd at MSNBC, and now Kimmel. Who should be next? We have votes for Whoopi, Joy, and Sonny. That was Bruce's.
One of the biggest racists on TV.
All right. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work, and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And that is today.
Tonight.
Yeah. No, she'll be with us today.
No, but in depth is tonight.
That's right.
But she's with us today.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be discussing
it, folks,
tomorrow. 6:52.
Perfect. You and I talked about it a bit yesterday.
7 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to take a look at Cash is back on the Hill and doing, I think he's got an interesting new way of handling these Kabuki Theater hearings.
Yeah.
He goes, they're not interested in what I have to say, so I'm going to go talk over them. Yeah. So nobody, they don't get their moment of, so they can, you know, raise funds.
No great sound bite.
Exactly. So I'm just going to talk over their great sound bite.
6:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with Soundbite Simpson.
Maybe I'll start doing that. Talk over you guys.
What do you mean, sir?
What do you mean?
You know, once you learn how to work your equipment.
That's nice.
I haven't touched anything. I didn't touch anything.
That's nice.
What do you mean, like this?
That took it up to 10.
It's a 10.
It's a 10.
Everybody's radio just blew right off the counter. I'm telling you, don't keep pushing buttons. You think Jimmy Kimmel's ass got blown out, you'll see what happens. Oh, I love this when nobody else really knows what's happening. Southbound 295, now two different accidents. One just came in at 197. That's going to back us up there towards Route 32. The wreck inside the Capitol Beltway has one lane open now, southbound at Route 202, heading down to Riverdale Road. The other big delay is 95 north in the city, coming up from Arbutus through the Beltway, trying to get up towards Camden Yards. Two of the right side lanes affected, I-95 north, near the ramp at Washington Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off well, some drizzle, some leftover rain this morning, and then clearing up. Sun should come out a little bit later on this afternoon, and a high of about 84. Right now, sunny. Sun is out already in Severn and 62. Sunshine and 61 in Forest Hill. 6:55. And we have some credible examples here of city, county, state level government failures. I mean, this is just, government doesn't do many things well. Okay, let's. I think we start with that premise. In the city, we now find out an audit. Baltimore City Council meeting last night filled with questions about how they manage millions of tax dollars. Council President Zeke Cohen convened the meeting, and we find out at that meeting, here is William Seymour, an auditor, that they $641 million in federal COVID relief funds, oops, not managed all that well.
Monitoring issues as well as cash management items. That is where we'd say that the city did not comply with the requirements as set forth within uniform guidance.
To hear that they're out of compliance is quite shocking.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Councilman Schleifer, it's not shocking to me. And it really should be shocking to you, okay? I mean, repeatedly we've done stories about the city has missed deadlines. If it didn't spend the COVID money, the ARPA money, by a certain day, then they stood to lose it, and guess what? They're going to lose it. And Schleifer, I think, is just now coming to that realization.
Yeah, it's quite shocking to see that there's significant weaknesses, that a lot of the federal funding is out of compliance, because what that ultimately means is that some of that money will end up needing to be returned to the federal government if it's not done correctly.
Yeah, I don't know where this guy's been. You sit on the city council. I mean, I've been paying attention.
Yep.
Have you, sir? Have you been paying attention to what's been going on in your city with this money? Now, all of a sudden, you're saying it's shocking? None of us are shocked by this. None of us are stunned by this kind of mismanagement. Whether in Isabel Cumming, she has blown the whistle on this kind of fiscal mismanagement going on in the city by the mayor and the city council, by a lot of the mayor's agencies. Then there's the county. We're not going to be picking just on the city today. There's the county where we have that mysterious $100,000 lawsuit settlement to the former chief of staff of Johnny Zero. And this is the county council chair who wants to be your next county executive, Julian Jones. Now, remember, they approved the $100,000 settlement money, but he doesn't know what it's for.
It begs the question, what happened? Why did it happen? And what can we do better so that it not happen again?
Well, that's ridiculous. How could you not be notified of all the details when you are the final fiscal authority here? It's almost unbelievable that an administration would try to do that.
That's a former city. City employee Fred Holman. I mean, it is. It's absurd. You're the county chair. You obviously, you just get a check comes before you for $100,000? You go, okay, I'll just sign it. You don't ask questions? That's not responsible government, folks. And finally, we have the Maryland Department of Human Services and Social Services Administration failed to administer proper background checks for vendors and service providers with access to minors in its care. A grave oversight, wait for it, that ultimately allowed sex offenders to abuse foster children. Boy, they took a page right out of the Biden handbook on missing children. So, you know, again, we're looking at here, Bruce, systemic, government-wide, city, county, state, even to up to the feds under the Biden administration, failures of responsibility, failures to do their job and in helping their citizens and their voters and protecting them as well. That's why I'm saying we always look, you know, what was Reagan, the six scariest words?
Yeah.
We are the government and we're here to help. Whatever it was. So that's exactly what's happening here. And again, you get the government you deserve. So when you vote for this kind of crap, and it is crap, when you let one party dominate the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore, the county of Baltimore, because they were on their way to one-party domination because they've expanded the county council to nine seats now. It's already 4-3 Democrat. I guarantee you it's going to be 6-3 when all is said and done. So that's what we've done in this state, and these you reap the so-called benefits, which aren't many.
Yeah, no, the idea is somehow that this is prudent management of our money or of federal money. It is ours, after all, is insane. But you know, there's no particular downside for them because so far they've never seen anybody actually punished for this, except for the taxpayers.
Coming up next, Cash is back on the Hill, and President Trump finally designates Antifa a terrorist organization.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. The cost of borrowing will be coming down a bit. The Federal Reserve has approved a quarter-point cut in its benchmark interest rate, although it was not unanimous. President Trump's new Fed appointee had hoped for a larger cut.
Trump economic advisor Stephen Miron was a late addition to the Fed's Board of Governors this week, and he stood alone after the interest rate announcement. Miron was the only Fed policymaker who dissented from the decision to cut rates by a quarter of a point. Miron preferred a larger half-point cut. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said later there wasn't very much support for the bigger size cut among Fed officials. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were American flags, salutes, and some tears along the route of a police procession in York County, Pennsylvania, honoring the three law enforcement officers shot to death yesterday while following up on a domestic-related incident. Two other officers shot and wounded there in the hospital. The gunman was shot dead by police. A censure resolution against Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar over remarks that she made about Charlie Kirk has failed to advance in the House.
Four House Republicans voted with Democrats to table the legislation, effectively blocking it from receiving its own House-wide vote. The measure was blocked in a narrow 214 to 213 vote. The four Republicans are Representatives Mike Flood of Nebraska, Tom McClintock of California, Jeff Hurd of Colorado, and Corey Mills of Florida. McClintock told reporters that while he condemned Omar's response to Kirk's death, he voted against moving forward with the censure based on First Amendment grounds. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer hold talks today at the Prime Minister's country home Chequers. Today, the final day of Mr. Trump's two-day state visit to the U.K. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures up 276 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 234. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention investors with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account. The dollar has lost over 25% of its value in the past 5 years, and it's only going to get worse. Are you prepared for what's about to happen next? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer-rated gold IRA company in America, and we are helping Americans prepare for the great de-dollarization by diversifying their portfolios with physical precious metals. We've partnered with former chief economist of the IMF, Kenneth Rogoff, to give away his latest book called Our Dollar, Your Problem, a must-read for investors. Call 800-741-GOLD, and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem, to your doorstep, and include our special gold IRA investing kit, valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free Gold IRA Investing Kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the wreck on 95 North coming into the city up to Camden Yards is cleared now, and that pace is improving. So we'll watch that, but we're still backed up to the Beltway, but getting better now, heading up towards Washington Boulevard and up towards 395. Both the tunnels now in the range of a 20-minute delay south. There are a couple of police cars and a car stopped on the right side of 95 northbound before the Eastern Avenue Bridge, but they're in the painted out area off to the right side. So right now, not a big deal there. A couple of accidents on the BW Parkway southbound near 197, and then inside the Capitol Beltway, the other wreck southbound at the ramps at Route 202. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much drier day ahead of us with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We're also warming back up with highs in the low to mid 80s. Turning mostly clear and pretty cool tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 64 degrees. Middle River has 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland State Police investigating a three-vehicle crash in Carroll County that injured two children. Accident happened shortly before 5 p.m. on Route 32 at Bennett Road when a southbound vehicle failed to yield to northbound traffic and was struck by a vehicle that then crashed into a third car. A 7-year-old and a 10-year-old were flown to shock trauma for treatment. No other injuries were reported. State Police say the accident remains under investigation. Law enforcement agencies from across Maryland are sending prayers to York County, PA, after five police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon and three of them died. The shooting happened in North Cordius Township, Cordovis Township. That's not far from Maryland line. Police departments from Baltimore and Hartford counties, Baltimore City and Hagerstown, among those expressing sorrow for the families and officers who are grieving. City police investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 800 block of Glade Court shortly before 6 p.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to the hospital. There are no update yet on his condition. Police have not released any information on suspect or motive. Football coach at Hartford Tech has been fired amid an investigation into the program. Brad Hunt confirmed his firing to the Aegis in a text message saying, "I was made the scapegoat by the school after 9 years. I bite my tongue and take the high road." It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 969, pick 4, 8750. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked.
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. 24-year-old rookie Dylan Beavers continues to impress, launching another one yesterday in Chicago.
Sits his call up.
Ooh. Dylan Beavers gets a hold of this one to deep right field, and Beavers has gone deep for a second straight game.
Give me another Beaver Cleaver on.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben with the call on Masson. That's the third cleaver for Bieber this season to go with 13 runs batted in and a .423 on base percentage, as that two-run shot yesterday led Baltimore to a 3-1 win over the White Sox. Now, before the game yesterday, manager Mancelino talks about what impresses him with the way Beavers handles the ups and downs of the game.
You see some guys handling it good, some guys not so much, and then you see, you know, Beav starting to tick down and hit a big homer last night and have a nice night. And, you know, he told me in the dugout, he's joking around with me before the game, that if he didn't help the team win tonight, jokingly, he was going to shave his head. So just a super loose, carefree, not stressed out mentality. Love it.
That would be a ball, Dylan Beavers. Serving a 10-game suspension hasn't deterred disgraced Ravens kicker Justin Tucker from selling his home in Owings Mills. The five-bedroom, 6,480-square-foot home sold for $2.8 million. It was delisted from real estate websites on September 12th. The asking price back in June was $3.2 million. And speaking of that, is Tucker's longest field goal record of 66 yards in danger? Well, you bet it is. The Cowboys' Brandon Aubrey hit one from 70 in the preseason and hit another one from 64 last Sunday. John Harbaugh says a rule change has helped the kickers.
The balls are different, too. You know, they're not kicking the balls out of the box as much anymore. You know, they're kicking balls that they tweak the rule on that, which is probably more fair for those guys. So you're probably seeing what they're really more capable of doing with a football. It's a little more like the quarterback just get a chance to throw.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland football's present meets its past. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can reach us here at 410-922-6680. Big news, Kimmel is now a victim of consequence culture. 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com and or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at Caitlin Collins of CNN versus Senator Ted Cruz. Groups of interest now are emerging in the Kirk assassination investigation. But Kash Patel, the FBI director, back on the Hill, this time over in the House yesterday.
Yeah, as Senator John Kennedy said, it was a bit of a goat rodeo yesterday. One of the exchanges was more interesting than many of the others. Pramila Jayapal. I'll tell you one thing. I mentioned this to Sean before the show. I said, she does MAD really good. I mean, when she puts on the MAD act, it scares the crap out of me. I keep thinking about being in the same room with her being a Karen, and her getting mad about something. I would do anything she says because I don't want to have to face that MAD ever. But Kash Patel had no problems whatsoever.
Your July memo says you uncovered more than 300 gigabytes of data and physical evidence, but that you had decided no further disclosure would be appropriate or warranted. That is a quote. I think what happened, Mr. Patel, is that suddenly you discovered that Donald Trump's name was all over these files, and you started a giant cover-up.
I'd like to see your manager, please. Oh, God, my God. Kash Patel pushed back and said, do you understand what I do for a living?
My job as the FBI director is to invite
all investigative leads. Is the answer yes or no to whether or not you met with these women who were sexually abused and raped?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, take a deep breath, please. Just exhale. It's okay. I'll find my manager.
Where the hell was she during
any
the
any insinuation by you or any what people on your man? Side that I am not manhunting child predators and sex traffickers, just
Mr.
look at the stats. And you talk
Mr.
about cover ups, man.
Mr. Chairman,
you talk
this is
about
my
cover-ups.
Time, and I will take
Why
as much time
you,
as
where
I
were
want.
You during
instruct
the Obama
the witness,
and Biden
Mr.
administrations
Chairman.
When these so called cover ups were going on?
Mr.
Why did anyone in those administrations
yeah.
talk
no.
to any of these purported witnesses?
That's a regular order,
I'm a single person to provide credible information.
Time belongs to the gentlelady from Washington.
And I'm going to take another
you accuse
couple of
the
minutes.
Witness of something, he's allowed to respond. That's how it works.
You witch.
Well, she's telling the chairman of the committee, I'm going to take a couple more minutes.
Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
And you know what? He said, that's not the way this works. You don't get to tell me how much time you get. I get to tell you how much time you get.
He's not letting me even ask my questions.
All right. You ask the questions, he gives an answer. You may not like what he says,
no,
but that doesn't mean you get to interrupt him.
Answering my question.
You're going to answer my question. One more from her, then we'll leave it alone.
Please.
She says, well, yeah, McCash, I want you to do other stuff instead.
I'm the only FBI director that has welcomed new information in this case. This
You're
administration is the only one that has welcomed any new information in
is
this case.
Is there a yes or no to
present new credible information? Present new information.
Are the victims credible or not?
I'll tell you what happened in the last Trump administration.
Are they credible or not? You can't
victims
even
credibly came forward. And you know what happened? President Trump authorized the indictments
President
of Jeffrey
Trump
Epstein.
Called them
not Biden,
a hoax.
Not Obama.
President Trump.
No one else.
Yeah, where were you for the last 4 years, ma'am? The information was sitting in the Biden Department of Justice for 4 years. I didn't hear a peep out of you then. Not a peep. But it became a matter of great interest once the administration changed. Odd how that happens. 713, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Toe Jam Johnson.
The West Side Outer Loop delay begins at 795. It's the normal stuff right now going from there down through Route 40, and then it gets better after Frederick Road. Inner Loop slowing at Green Spring. Cloud cover again today, helping out at least right there at Park Heights Avenue. The Northeast Outer Loop is now Bel Air Road around towards Providence Road. JFX good right now south of Ruxton Road. Both the tunnels already this morning, 20 to 25-minute delay south with all the lanes moving. However, very slowly southbound. Newark, Howard County, eastbound Route 100 at Meadow Ridge Road. There may be some road blockage there, and there were two different minor wrecks on the BW Parkway. One was southbound at 197, and then inside the Capitol Beltway, the wreck southbound at Route 202. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Well, that rain has moved out of here, and sunshine and clear skies will abound for the rest of the day. And back up into the low to mid-80s today, overnight clear in the low 60s in the weekend. Friday through Sunday, sunny and warm, highs in the mid-80s. Sunny 62 right now in Severn, and it is 62 in Parkville. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday, I don't know if you watched any of it. It was riveting seeing them roll out the royal red carpet and all the pomp and circumstance.
Real gold on the
pageantry for President Trump, First Lady Melania, and the King, King Charles. Here's Piers Morgan, who says history was in the making.
So I think that this is it's a statement by the royal family. We're going to roll out the ultimate red carpet. Again, just to stress, I've not seen this done for any other world leader. This is unprecedented, and bearing in mind that Donald Trump is getting a second state visit, but the first one was for a different monarch. So nobody has ever, US president or anybody else, has ever had a state visit with two different monarchs. So that, again, I think is an important thing to say. Last time it was with Queen Elizabeth. This time it's with her eldest son, King Charles. That is real history.
Indeed. And so the question is, we have fleshed out the Royal Family Observer, Kristen Hagrick, our executive producer, who was riveted to the TV yesterday.
I was. It was fascinating to be a fly on the wall. But remember, Trump, of course, deserves all these honors, but I think the honors for another reason. I think no president has threatened other countries as far as making them pay their fair share, whether it's the Ukraine-Russia war or NATO or just in tariffs. So I think it was the royal family is like a diplomatic tool to butter up foreign leaders before the real business meetings take place today. I guess they're already taking place if they're 6 hours or so ahead. So but it's fascinating.
Yeah, it was.
But, hey, I prefer the gold in the Oval Office that Trump has had we can see every time he does a live presser in there.
That is
amazing. That's fine for me. But it is very interesting.
But look, they are an ally, and it's good to see that we're on good relations. And even though there's going to be King Charles is very liberal. as we know.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what they talk about, but I would love to be a fly on the wall for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's fascinating watching.
Isn't the real power over there Keir Starmer at this point?
Yeah.
See, that's what I wonder, though. Why has the British royal family stayed so powerful where they get all these world leaders? It's an honor for all world leaders to get invited when other European countries have royal families. Can you name any of them? Can you name the countries or the families?
Denmark, I know, has a royal family.
Why is Britain so different? And it's not just to America. I mean, worldwide. Right. I don't know. So there's something there they have. But I think they're also a diplomatic tool for whoever the political leaders
are. That's fun to watch, that's for sure. Thanks, Kristen. President Trump has designated Antifa, finally, as a major terrorist organization. Quote, I'm pleased to inform our many USA patriots, I am designating Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. I will be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. That'll be news to Jerry Nadler, who has said in the past that Antifa is a myth and does not exist. This Sunday will be the memorial service for Charlie Kirk. TPUSA has unveiled a massive speaker lineup for Charlie Kirk's memorial this weekend. Erica Kirk, President Trump, Vice President Vance, Secretaries Rubio, Kennedy, Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, Tucker Carlson, Stephen Miller, and many others will be speaking at his memorial service. His good friend Frank Turek, a Christian author, was there, an eyewitness that day. This might be tough for you to hear, but I think it's important that you hear it. He was an eyewitness, and he saw his friend shot, and he was in the SUV when he was being transported to the hospital.
Charlie wasn't there. His eyes were fixed. He wasn't looking at me. He was looking past me right into eternity. He was with Jesus already. He was killed instantly and felt absolutely no pain. That's what I was told later. But, of course, we had to try. And by the way, there was just nothing any of us could do about it. We were giving him CPR, but nothing was happening. It wasn't like if we had better first aid or we had better medical facilities or we were faster to the hospital, we could have saved him. We couldn't. So if that's any comfort at all, Charlie didn't suffer. He was gone. He was with Jesus, absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's where he was. Wow. Now, it is true, when we got to the hospital and they started working on him right away, they did get a pulse back. And so Rick and I were just, everyone's praying. We're just praying for a miracle. We had a small sliver of hope. And the doctor later said that we got a pulse because Charlie was a very healthy man. But the shot was catastrophic. So 20 or 30 minutes later, the surgeon came out and said he was dead.
Hmm. It's his good friend, Christian author Frank Turek, who was with Charlie in his last moments. And those were his stories. 4 week need Republicans side with Democrats to kill the effort to censure radical Ilhan Omar. There are Mike Flood of Nebraska, Jeff Hurd of Colorado, Tom McClintock of California, and Corey Mills? Of Florida? Wow. Wonder if it has anything to do with his lady problems. I hope not. That's the way it went down. 242 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, 7:21, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got 3 mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgoff.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Good morning, it's 7:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, both the Harbor Tunnels with the morning delays now, 20 to 25 minutes. I mean, everybody's moving. 895 is slow back towards Pulaski Highway. 95, looking at it live, not too far south of the city-county line, but we're all going into the tunnels. Two lanes on 895 south, four lanes open, 95 south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just a lot of traffic moving south through the area. Two different accidents now on Route 100, the new one westbound at Coca-Cola Drive, the other one eastbound at Meadow Ridge Road, and there were two different wrecks on the parkway southbound at 197. The cleanup on the wreck was inside the Capitol Beltway, southbound near the ramps at Route 202. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. The rain moves out of here overnight. And of course, we've got sunny skies this morning. This is going to be a nice weekend, setting us up for highs in the low to mid-80s. And we have sunshine abounds over the last summer weekend before the fall arrives. Yeah. So right now, 65, partly cloudy in Annapolis, 63 in Ellicott City.
And actually, I think we get quite all the way through the weekend before it's officially fall. It's the 21st at some point,
right?
I think, in the afternoon. So sometime Sunday. We become autumn, as it were. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. One comment, by the way, from an unnamed Republican on Pramila Jayapal's stellar performance playing, I think, the evil witch in Wizard of Oz.
He cries on cue, he fakes the fight, then sells you out in broad daylight. A swamp rat wrapped in a Gucci fit. Welcome to Crying Chuck's greatest hit.
Yeah, once again, folks, it's time for Chuck Schumer and one of Chuck's greatest hits. Yesterday, he proved that even with a script in hand, he can't actually say a full sentence without a word bubble or seven.
People need help. That's what they're telling us from one end of the country to the other. They're not happy with the way direction America is going. That properly meets the needs.
What did he say?
That properly meets the need, and Republicans are causing a shutdown, creating it, by negotiating, by not negotiating.
What the hell?
If they can't even bother to have a conversation with Democrats, no negotiation or discussion.
That's Chuck Schumer. He's reading from a script.
Time for the old goat to be put out to pasture, to say the least.
Amazing.
It's got a Bill at Owings Mills.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Fine, sir. Thanks.
Long time no talk to.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
You too. My question is, as tragic and as horrible as Charlie Kirk's death, why the element of surprise all of a sudden when it was him? that took all this national interest, and I know it's because he was a national news person, as opposed to, you know, it's been coming on for a long time, and I'm wondering, do you really believe that people are going to, like, this is the turning point, or is it just going to keep going on? Because it seems to me, in situations like this, you have people that have to do videos of it. I mean, that's pretty sick. You have to take pictures of it. It was kind of like that thing in New York where the guy set the woman on fire and people engage like voyeurs and show it from there. Shouldn't they be charged as well, you know, criminally? Because these people are totally insensitive and, you know, to take somebody's life.
Well, there's no criminal charges for being stupid, ugly. The only thing, if they're an accessory before or after the fact, they should be investigated and charged. If they're calling for violence, a call to action for violence, should be charged. I think for Charlie, I do think this is going to be a meaningful turning point. And I tell you why. Already there are 54,000 applications for chapters for Turning Point USA. And Mark Halperin, the political pundit, said he does believe this is going to have a ripple effect on the midterms next year.
I think people should be terminated if they're caught making those kind of callous comments.
We don't want to live in a police state, Bill. And again, callous is just ugly. Jimmy Kimmel, he is obviously been canceled because of his callousness, but that doesn't mean you put people in jail because they're callous and ugly and hateful.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you get fined or you lose your job for saying something.
Yeah, well, that's up to the individual's employer.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I would agree with you on that wholeheartedly. Got to run, but Bill, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you again here on The Morning Drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. For those of you who are concerned about your cholesterol, concerned about your health, concerned about making sure you get through this winter in good health, I want you to know that the Living Heart Smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. Now, for more than 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness all the time. Right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 soft gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue with 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, and then enter the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 is going to be added to your order for free. Every single bottle you order one, you get the bottle the other. A call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get a same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com.
Coming up next, groups of interest start to emerge in the Kirk assassination investigation. 7:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 800 block of Glade Court shortly before 6 p.m. They found a man with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to the hospital. There has been no update on his condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or a motive. Football coach at Hartford Technical High School has been fired amid investigation of the program. Brad Hunt, the football coach, confirmed his firing to the Aegis in a text message that said, quote, "I was made the scapegoat by the school after 9 years. I'll bite my tongue and take the high road." A Baltimore woman has pled guilty to wire fraud and a bribery scheme that she conducted as a Maryland Department of Labor contractor. According to the guilty plea, between June of 2020 and November of 2021, Natonia Johnson assisted family, friends, and strangers in filing and obtaining unemployment benefits they were not eligible to receive. In exchange for bribes and kickbacks, Johnson faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison when she is sentenced on January 6th. Maryland First District Representative Andy Harris has announced two FAA grants for airports on the Eastern Shore. Congressman says the grants for Eastern Newmanfield and Ocean City Muni will create construction jobs and improve transportation for employers and constituents across the district. Coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and coming up in 1 minute, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We're grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore's.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
733 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery number 969, your pick 4, 8750. And now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning backup has arrived, I-97 southbound at Route 32, and it's beginning to back up towards the bottom of the hill from I-97 coming down from Benfield Boulevard. Looks like maybe a little shower, a little fog in the area around the Severn River Bridge, and even at the top end up there along I-97, so we'll have to factor that in for that ride. We're clear, and the visibility is good right here at Oceanic Drive on that west end of the Bay Bridge. But it looks like the main span now is getting a little bit of fog. Some of the cars are still running with their headlights on. But all lanes are open. 3 lanes westbound, 2 lanes open eastbound. No incidents right now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A much drier day ahead of us with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We're also warming back up with highs in the low to mid 80s. Turning mostly clear and pretty cool tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Overall, the power numbers are down this year for Orioles shortstop Gunnar Henderson, but there are other parts of his game that have improved dramatically.
See if he takes a chance to get in the scoring position, there he goes.
Yeah, he's got a lot of a lean right now. He's got his second steal today, and the Orioles fourth. They are running wild on Edgar Caro and the White Sox pitchers. Henderson is going to third. Up and in. Pitch, Gunner is in there. The ball's not caught. What a fun cat and mouse game that was.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson along with Big Ben McDonald. Gunner's 3 stolen bases, a career high, part of a 7-swipe day for the Birds, and that is a team all-time high. As Baltimore ran the White Sox ragged yesterday, 3-1 the final on the south side of Chicago. After the game, manager Mancelino asked if Gunner is more of a complete player this year.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's one of the most complete players in the big leagues for me in a lot of ways. And, you know, the power numbers and the home runs and the whole thing will come back next year. He'll figure out, you know, the reason why he's not hitting home runs. And
O's back at home tonight, starting with the Yanks in town. Kate Povich will be on the hill, first pitch at 7:15 p.m. tonight. Couple notes, if you go to the Ravens-Lions game Monday night, honorary captain, Basketball Hall of Fame inductee Carmelo Anthony, Baltimore native, 10-time NBA All-Star, and the legend of the game is former Baltimore nose tackle Michael Pierce. 7 seasons with the Ravens, 97 games, including that final game from last season, the regular season, that no one will ever forget.
Zappy. Oh, big foul touchdown. My goodness. Michael Pierce.
Don't kneel down, Big
what,
Pierce.
What are you doing?
Don't kneel down.
I was about to go crazy as a 365-pounder.
Everybody was going to go crazy as Michael Pierce makes his first and only interception in his NFL career, and that's going to be an all-timer for Ravens fans. An interesting sidebar to the Maryland-Wisconsin Big Ten season opener this Saturday is who plays quarterback for the Badgers. It's a guy by the name of Billy Edwards, the same Billy Edwards that started at quarterback for Maryland a year ago. Last year, Terps head coach Mike Loxley was asked if there was any different emotions that run through a coach as he prepares for a situation like this.
No,
to all of those. We're going to prepare as if Billy's going to play. They've also shown they got a capable guy that has come in and won some games for them also. So, you know, it's not our job to figure that piece out. We just got to prepare our team for their offense.
Game time is 12 noon at Camp Randall Stadium, one of the toughest places to play in the Big Ten. Golf news is the Ryder Cup revs up next week. Augusta National Chairman Fred Ridley on Tuesday announcing that there will be expanded coverage of the 2026 Masters. Longstanding partnerships with CBS Sports and ESPN will remain, but the addition of Amazon Prime will add about 20 hours of coverage. The time now is 7:37. When we return, an American tennis star double faults at a Chinese restaurant.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
What's the old saying? When in Rome, do as the Romans,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
American tennis star Taylor Townsend has apologized, quote, from the bottom of my heart, for making disparaging comments about Chinese food. Her original comments, which appeared on social media, followed by her apology, came before the U.S. plays Kazakhstan at the Billie Jean King Cup Finals in Shenzhen, China. Townsend, 29 years old, ranked world number one in doubles, posted videos of local dishes, including bullfrogs and turtles, and joked that she would need to, quote, talk to HR about the quality of the food. And then so she apologized for that. Have you ever gone to a Chinese restaurant and ordered bullfrog or turtle?
No, no, I've
not. Have you ever seen it on the menu?
No.
What the hell is going on over there in China?
I've had terrapin soup.
Mm. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently she asked for the Billie Jean King duck.
Yeah.
When she was.
And that's. Oh, has that been renamed? And by the way, is it Peking or Beijing now? I have no idea. When did it change?
It's still Peking duck.
It's Peking duck, but the city is Beijing.
Yes.
Yeah. When did that change?
That changed when they had
about 20 years ago.
Mass transformation into the. They kind of changed their whole alphabet.
Okay.
Remember that? They changed, what was his name before the, I can't remember the name of the leader before that, but his name changed too. Because they changed their whole alphabet. No, not Mao. It was a guy.
Chiang Kai-shek?
No, he's
Deng Xiaoping.
It was a guy before.
Xi.
Xi, the X, you know, that wasn't part of the Chinese alphabet before. It's pronounced Xi.
Right.
X-I. Before that, it was spelled a different way. They just changed their whole alphabet.
And when did Kiev become Kiev? That's what I want to know.
It's always been Kiev.
It's always been Kiev in Ukraine. It's always been Kiev in Russia.
Right.
I see.
Yeah. But it's always been Kiev for those that like the dish, chicken.
Yeah.
So back with the food again.
It's one of my favorite.
All right. Next, Gary, 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. This exchange the other day in the Senate between Senator Josh Hawley and Cash Patel has got a lot of interest because of what was revealed.
There was a Discord chat, and for those unfamiliar with it, it's a gaming chat room online that the suspect participated in. So what we're doing, we've already done, is serve legal process, not just on Discord, so that the information we gathered is sustained and held in a evidentiary posture that we could use in prosecution should it be decided to do so. And we're also going to be investigating anyone and everyone involved in that Discord chat.
Okay, very good. I see the public reports that the Discord thread had as many as 20 additional users. It sounds like you're trying to run down all of that to see if that's accurate, who else may have been on that thread, what they may have known. Is that fair to say?
It's a lot more than that. We're running them all down.
It's a lot more than 20?
Yes, sir.
And you're running all of that to ground.
Every single one.
Yeah, fantastic.
So who are some of these groups that they're talking about? One we already referenced called Armed Queers.
Yeah.
And it started off as Pink Pistols by that transgender Ermia Fanaian, an Iranian national who is now a U.S. citizen. New York Post reporting that Armed Queers quietly scrubbed its online presence after Kirk was assassinated, but a law enforcement source told the Post that an open source information on the group was downloaded, handed over to the FBI. They've been on the radar now for quite some time as a potential Central Extended Network. The Daily Utah Chronicle reported that Fanayan, who founded the Armed Queers and founded another student study group at the University of Utah for the Party for Socialism and Liberation, or PSL, to, quote, teach common socialist ideologies, history, texts, and lessons about philosophers such as Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin. The inspiration came from historical communist and socialist revolutionaries like Fidel Castro, Angela Davis, Assata Shakur, the Black Panthers, Bobby Seale, and others. And again, if anybody knows the history of most of those individuals, it is armed resistance. Yeah. It is revolution. That's what these people stand for. Others include, according to my sources, Communist Party USA Utah is being looked at as potentially involved in this. Salt Lake Democrat Socialists of America, the larger group, Democratic Socialists of America. Communist billionaire Neville Roy Singham's New York-based People's Forum, which has funded a lot of these groups and these individuals, as well as George Soros, who is his money has been tied to some of these revolutionary type groups. And then there's another group I've never heard of, Socialist Rifle Association, which is an umbrella organization, and specifically their New York City and Los Angeles chapters, as well as part of perhaps, we don't know for sure, an extended network of those seeking to commit violence into the United States against people like President Trump and Charlie Kirk and others.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see this because, of course, speech is protected. Calling for revolution is not. And if it's a call to action, then they've crossed the line. So they, but it's a pretty clear line. They have to actually physically call. They have to not say, someday somebody's going to do something. They have to say, I want you right now to grab a rifle and go do something.
And the CEOs of Discord, Steam, Twitch, and Reddit now have been called, subpoenaed to Congress to testify as to what their platform's role was in any or all of this. So, again, the investigation is still unfolding. So I don't believe, my personal opinion is that he acted alone. I think he somehow got some help or encouragement from some of these groups.
Now, I know I gave you the study guide, Sean. So what happens right after the traffic and weather?
The choose your fake news.
That's right. You know what we need? A contestant. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. If you choose to be that contestant, you got around 60 seconds. Because first, we have Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chaz, it's on you.
Brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor, JFX, slowing, stop and go right at Ruxton Road. And a minute or two ago, it was very slow even down through the overpass at Old Pimlico Road towards the city-county line. Could have been a broken down vehicle in there, moving a little better now, but definitely backed up as you're coming south from the Beltway and in towards Northern Parkway. So we'll keep an eye on it and see if it clears itself out. But that's a bigger than usual delay for this time of the morning. The Beltway, yep, all stacked up. Parkville side, interloop through Green Spring. The west side has been there all morning. 795 down through Frederick Road. Delays of at least 20 to 25 minutes southbound with all the heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. What's scarier than Baltimore traffic? The ghost ship on the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. And do you have what it takes to face your fear? There are dark secrets and horrors that are well below deck. So check it out. Every Friday and Saturday in October. You think that's something to be scared? Look at this show. That's it. BaltimoreGhostShip.com for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Chuck, do you have what it is, what it takes to face your fears?
Yeah. Are you kidding? I look like Pancho Villa sitting there. I got three racks of bullets on each side.
Oh, I see.
I'm ready. Whatever All right. comes along, I'm taking it.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a pretty nice weekend. We clear up today and back into the low to mid 80s, and then pretty much the same Friday, Saturday through Sunday, which will be the first day when autumn is ushered in. Right now, 65 and cloudy in Ocean City, and 65 in Arnold. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Tony, is in Pikesville.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third.
Third. All right. Tony wants to go third, so good luck to you, Tony. Here are your stories. Story one, scientists are now saying being too skinny might kill you quicker than obesity. It's a brand new study out of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes. They tracked nearly 86,000 people, mostly women, for 5 years, comparing their BMI data to the mortality rates, and the mortality rate for skinny women higher than obese women.
Look what it did for Jim Fix.
Yeah. Story two, the New York Times has issued a minor clarification in one of their stories about the Charlie Kirk assassination. Apparently a reporter was quoting some of Charlie's statements on a podcast and said or claimed that Charlie said, "Hitler is good." The Times had to say, no, that is not accurate. Charlie said Hitler is bad. And story three, an upstart Japanese political party said this week they will install artificial intelligence as their leader after its maverick founder quit following a disastrous showing in recent elections. This is story one, scientists say being too skinny might kill you quicker than obesity. Story two, New York Times issues a clarification on Charlie Kirk, Hitler's bad, not good. Or story three, Japan political party installs a new AI leader. We'll start with Mr. Whitaker, since he is the highest paid member of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I abstain?
You can, but that would affect your overall standings.
Oh, yeah.
You think that matters at this point?
Yeah. I do. I think it's a personal pride issue.
Yeah, because every time you win...
You like to gloat.
Oh, yeah. You're a gloater.
Yeah.
You're a gloater.
You like to rub Bruce's face in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you like to do that again?
Mr. Gloater Face.
Three.
Son of a bitch.
He knows how to push the buttons, doesn't he, Bruce?
That's right, Gloater Face.
Oh, nice. Gloater Face.
Bruce.
Yeah, come on. Hurry up. It's getting dark.
Yeah. I believe the being too skinny issue, I think that's probably true. And thank God it's not going to affect me. New York Times story, again, entirely probable. I think that Japan, unless the new AI is called Skynet, I think that's fake news.
All right. So another vote for three. Tony.
I'm going to vote for two. I mean, we had artificial intelligence here for the last 4 years.
So. All right, Tony votes for two.
Show?
No, in the Biden White House.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The auto pen.
Keep up, Chuck.
Yeah.
Gloater face.
Okay, Bruce.
Kristen,
I'll deal with you later.
Three.
Kristen goes for story number three. No, for story number one. Scientists saying being too skinny might kill you quicker than obesity. Yeah, that's a true story out of Europe. Story number two, the New York Times issuing the clarification that they reported that Charlie Kirk said Hitler is good. No, it was Hitler is bad. That is our fake news story of the day. Tony, congratulations.
Oh,
you are a winner.
I like that.
Thank you.
WCBM beer glass, complete with logo. And unfortunately, no beer in it, Tony, but that's up to you.
Okay.
Right. There would have been beer in it, Tony, but we left it in a room alone with Chuck.
Right. We had to cut our budget a little bit in order to afford some people.
See, I thought they told me Elaine Stein was in that room.
Oh,
it's a good thing you did. It's a good thing you didn't hear me. All right.
I know. I was waiting for a comeback on that one.
It's just one of those mornings, folks. Thank you, Chuck.
Did you say something smart, Mr. Casey?
Thank you for your excellent service here to WCBM.
It's really
such an antagonist. You really are. You just get in there and just turn it around.
They call me the agitator.
Yeah, Maytag. That's what I told. That's right. Been your nickname for years.
All right, we'll see in a couple.
Okay, boy.
7:50 coming up after the break. We're going to talk about Ted Cruz versus Caitlin Collins, and the top of the hour, Baltimore's uneducation system failing the children once again. Mackenzie Frost joins us this morning. The topic is, how the heck did the State Highway Administration lose track or spend $360 million without authorization? That is our topic today. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility. You're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. An unusual amount of emotion from a Hollywood star having to do with Charlie Kirk's assassination. You'll hear that toward the end of the hour, this next hour. And, of course, don't forget, Mackenzie Frost with us to preview what she's doing tonight on Channel 45. 7:53 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And here he is once again, Gloaterface Franklin, traffic and weather on the threes.
Part of the problem on the JFX is a wreck now, apparently, where we can't see it because there are no traffic cameras on the expressway after Northern Parkway. The accident is reported southbound at Cold Spring Lane. So that could have started the backup, and we're still pretty slow at Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, though we can see traffic is moving, but anything on the expressway would be a problem. The contractor is back working today. They work during the rush hour. They don't work overnight. They work during the rush hour. They block a lane northbound 95 at Route 24. They have you backed up for a mile going north at exit 76 in Harford County. Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be a really nice weekend, last weekend of the summer. Today it's going to be partly sunny, high about 84, and then clear temperatures tonight in the low 60s. And then sunny and warmer on Friday through Sunday, highs in the mid-80s, and no rain in sight. So that's good news. Partly cloudy, 65 in Millersville, 65 in the city.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's been a fascinating period to watch the various TV networks spin and spin and spin. And they've done a fair bit of it, as a matter of fact, over the course of the last handful of days following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. They don't know exactly how to handle it or what to do about it. Caitlin Collins and Ted Cruz had a little dance they did together.
Law enforcement hasn't laid out a direct motive. They've laid out a lot of evidence here of these messages and what
they have
said
they've,
to...
They've said that he's a left-wing activist who hated Charlie Kirk.
Senator, with all due respect, you know exactly what I'm saying. I'm not arguing with you politically. I'm saying that law enforcement has not put a specific motive. You know that there's a difference of what they're putting in a legal
argument
than what you're talking about.
Yeah, they have indeed, Caitlin. You know, try to keep up. Ted Cruz then says, there was a stated motive. We know exactly what this guy's motive was. He had written about it rather extensively.
Hold on a second. Let me answer your statement, because what you said is factually
false. Senator, with all due respect,
law enforcement,
with all due respect, you're putting a lot of statements that I did not say. And I want to get back to... We just laid out the facts.
You just said law enforcement has not laid out a motive.
Today.
That is objectively false.
We just spoke to the
false.
Deputy Attorney General.
That is objectively false.
So CNN lies. Wow, what a shocker that one is, huh?
Caitlin, answer my question.
It's not
Have you seen the polling that shows the vast majority of Democrats believe this murderer is a Republican and a Trump supporter? Have you seen that poll?
Let me get back to my questions, though, Senator.
So you're not going to answer the
question? Senator, I'm the one asking the questions here. And the question...
No, we're having a conversation. I understand that you want to say things that are factually false, and then you don't actually want the facts laid out.
I love the Al Haig moment she has there. I'm the one who's asking the questions.
Yeah, this isn't Congress.
Yeah.
This is not a hearing.
No, I'm in
this
charge
is an interview.
Here.
You invited him on as a guest, and you don't want him
to have
speak
a conversation
or answer. But see, again, I don't know why they go on CNN or MSNBC or the Alphabet Network. I would starve them of anything that would give them ratings, and then they'd all meet the same fate as Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, well, truly, if you don't produce satisfactory ratings if you're in broadcast, then it's a pretty short kick to the back door, actually. Senator John Kennedy commenting on the nature of the hearings with Kash Patel on the last couple of days says, well, it was, if nothing else, entertaining.
The hearing did turn into a bit of a goat rodeo. Some people obviously need a shock collar. So much of this is political. President Trump is the President of the United States. Kash Patel is the Director of FBI. Some people are not happy with that, but it's just a fact, and they need to drink a big old tall glass of get over it and move on. That's just those are just the facts.
I love the way he puts things. Big tall glass of get over it. Now, this is wonderful because he was played. Sean, you played it yesterday. We played it yesterday on our air. The ABC reporter. Who was just in
played
ecstasy.
It this morning, too.
Yeah, this morning as well. Was in ecstasy about what loving emails or texts went back and forth between Robinson and his live-in.
And we also played Montel Williams calling this. It was a love-torn shooting, not a political assassination.
He also, by the way, Montel he was also said that the etchings were on engravings on the bullets. He did that as a joke.
Yeah, funny stuff.
Really, that's hilarious. Yeah. So, at any rate, again, it was played yesterday for Senator Kennedy. Listen to this.
It was very touching in a way that I think many of us didn't expect. A very intimate portrait into this relationship between the suspect's roommate and the suspect himself, with him repeatedly calling his roommate who is transitioning, calling him my love, and I want to protect you, my love.
Touching? The guy just murdered another human being. And he's talking about it to his love interest. It reminded me of something my dog would bring up. Touching. The guy murdered a human being.
Yeah, I mean, it's astounding. You sit back and you think in context, as the senator is thinking, touching? I mean, and we talked about it this morning. It's like, you know, Hitler was a really good dancer. If nothing else, I mean, he could cut a rug, and you got to kind of tip your hat to that, despite the fact that he was a mass murderer. And that guy, Pol Pot, I got to tell you, he actually participated in the Coney Island hot dog eating contest once. Didn't do well, but, you know, it's good to see that he's out there being one of the peeps. I mean, the way in which this guy is being humanized, lionized by the swamp media is, to me, just astounding.
Yeah. All right, still to come, Baltimore's on the education system is failing the children, and now the left is coming after FCC Chair Brendan Carr over his comments regarding the cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel, so we've got that for you as well. So stay tuned with us right here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's coming up on 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is advancing his law and order agenda.
Antifa is terrible.
President Trump asked by a reporter Monday if he would designate Antifa as a domestic terror organization.
I would do that 100%, and others also, by the way.
Now he's amplifying that with a social media post calling Antifa a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster and saying he'll designate it as a major terrorist organization. On Monday, he added,
I've been speaking to the Attorney General about bringing RICO against some of the people that you've been reading about that have been putting up millions and millions of dollars for agitation. These aren't protests. These are crimes, what they're doing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And the president will soon wrap up his historic second state visit to England. Yesterday, all about pomp and pageantry. Today, Mr. Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer hold talks at the Prime Minister's country home, expected to focus on economic issues along with the war in Ukraine and Gaza. They died in the line of duty. Three police officers fatally shot in York County, Pennsylvania, yesterday afternoon while serving a warrant. Two other officers wounded. They're in the hospital. Governor Josh Shapiro.
I want law enforcement to know how much we care about them and respect them. I want this hospital team to know how much they matter in this community. And most importantly, I want these families to know that we're all grieving with them and praying for them and that they're not alone.
The gunman was shot dead by police. President Trump is applauding ABC's decision to suspend Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely following remarks he made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The president congratulating the network for its courage in taking Kimmel off the air. On Wall Street, stock futures sharply higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 250 points. NASDAQ futures 270 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on I-97 southbound. It's right after New Cut Road, and it looks to be blocking the left-hand lane, and there's also some activity on the northbound side. So again, be prepared for that, for the traffic traveling through that area from both sides of I-97. We're getting a backup through there. Looks like state police have already arrived, but you'll have a trooper on both sides of the roadway, and with their flashing lights, we have that delay. Beltway on the west side, yeah, all that normal delay is there. In the backup, there may be an accident around the area at Liberty Road on the shoulder. JFX has been slow. Ruxton Road through the city-county line. The report is an accident southbound near the bridge at Cold Spring Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much drier day ahead of us with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We're also warming back up with highs in the low to mid 80s. Turning mostly clear and pretty cool tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk radio right now. The weather outside continues to be kind of cool, but of course we are moving into fall, so that's kind of anticipated. We have around 64 degrees in Hunt Valley, 62 degrees in Pikesville right now. On the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Maryland First District Rep. Andy Harris has announced two FAA grants for airports on the Eastern Shore. Congressman says the grants for Easton Newman Field and Ocean City Muni will create construction jobs and improve transportation for employers and employees. Two children flown to shock trauma after the Carroll County crash. Maryland State Police investigating a three-car accident because of this. It was a three-car accident that took place on Route 32 at Bennett Road. A southbound vehicle failed to U-2 northbound traffic, was struck by a vehicle that crashed into a third car. 7-year-old and a 10-year-old flown to shock trauma for treatment. No other injuries reported. Law enforcement agencies from across Maryland are sending prayers to York County PA after the police officers were shot on Wednesday. Five were shot, three dead. The shooting happened in North Codorus Township. That's not far from Maryland Line. Police departments from Baltimore, Hartford Counties, Baltimore City, and Hagerstown among those expressing sorrow for the families and for the officers and are grieving the lives lost. They're praying for the recovery of the survivors. And city police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 800 block of Glade Court shortly before 6 p.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to the hospital. No update on his condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or a motive. It's 8:06 at WCBM. Next, it's WCBM Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Yesterday was 4 months to the day that Tony Mancelino took over for the departed Brandon Hyde as manager of the Orioles. Before yesterday's 3-1 win over the White Sox, the manager was asked what the most important thing is that the man in charge has to accomplish.
To the fans and to the people in the stadium, you know, what's on the field, what's on the grass and dirt, they probably think is the most important, but I promise you it's the leadership and culture part far outweigh the actual in-game stuff for me personally. But you need to win, so you better do the stuff on the field the right way too.
Well, under Mancelino, the Birds are 57-52. That's an 85 win pace over a full season. They take on the Yankees tonight at Camden Yards at 7:15 with Kate Povich on the hill. Rash of injuries to quarterbacks in the NFL has the Baltimore media asking Raven pass rusher Odafe Owe about it, who expressed concern for his own quarterback.
I saw someone almost try to hurt Lamar last game, too. So I don't want anyone else to be injured, but I want for sure Lamar not to be injured. So, yeah.
No doubt about that, and he was talking about a Cleveland lineman trying to wrap up the ankles of Lamar from behind. College football can't ask for much of a better start than Malik Washington has had for Maryland. The freshman quarterback was 773 yards through the air through the first three games, the most by a freshman Power 5 quarterback since 2018. Washington at the mic yesterday crediting his offensive coordinator.
I mean, Coach Pepp has done a great job of, you know, understanding. He's dealt with a lot of first-time quarterbacks, you know, him having Andrew Luck and Justin Herbert. So guys that, you know, with the first time in new places and just being able to understand that, you know, it's going to take some time. There's going to be some growing pains and a learning curve, but he's done an amazing job, you know, as far as helping me, you know, continue to improve.
Talking about Pep Hamilton, who's had extensive experience in both the college and pro games. And finally, in case you're in any way remotely interested in what this relic from the past has to say, former ESPN and MSNBC host Keith Olbermann posting this on X in reference to Sinclair Broadcasting's ABC stations airing a special in remembrance of Charlie Kirk during Jimmy Kimmel's time slot. The relic writes, "Burn in hell, Sinclair, alongside Charlie Kirk. Who in their right mind can even think such a thing, let alone say something like that?" Coming up in 30 minutes, Tom Brady all of a sudden in the crosshairs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Jamie Lee Curtis breaks down about Charlie Kirk Mackenzie Frost is here in about a half an hour to talk about the State Highway Administration and how they somehow squandered $360 million on what we don't know. Top story, though, is Baltimore's uneducation system continues to fail at miserable, abominable rates. Our friend Chris Papps at Sinclair Broadcasting Project Baltimore got a chance to, analyze the latest MCAP results. We'll get to those in just a second. But here are the spending numbers. In 2023, according to the Maryland State Department of Ed, state and local taxpayers combined to give all 24 Maryland public school systems $12 billion. By 2025, that number rose to $14 billion. That's a $2 billion increase in just a couple of years. What have we received as a result? Graduation rates went up 1%, 86 to 87%, while spending went up 16%. One thing not going up are the math scores of students. Pabst reporting, 23 schools did not have one student who tested proficient in math.
Oh, wait, once? Not one?
Not one. 15 other schools, one student tested proficient in math. 8 more schools had 2 students test proficient in math.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Overall, 46 Maryland public schools had 2 or fewer total students test proficient in math. In total, at those 46 schools, 3,300 students took the state math exams last school year. And of those students, only 31 out of 3,300 scored proficient in math. How's that breakdown shape up in Baltimore City? 15 schools, PG County 9. Baltimore County, 7, they had the vast majority. Here's David Williams of the Maryland Taxpayers Alliance.
It is embarrassing when you have less than 1% of a student body that is testing proficient in math.
But Ike Leggett, he's a Democrat that loves the blueprint. He says, just be patient.
I'm relatively confident that we're going to see significant improvement.
I don't know what makes you confident, because we've been here and done that.
And frankly, how could you not have improvement from those levels? I mean, all you have to do is have 2 students in one
you
school.
You can double the results.
You can double the results. My God, it's up 100%. Come on, man. 813, forever going for the threes. Once again, the man who knows all and tells some only that which we deserve to know. It's Chuck Whitaker.
You deserve it, all right, Bruce.
You're going to give it to good and hard. I know.
No, let's not go there. I'm not even going to attest to
no,
that.
No, please don't.
No comment necessary. Southbound I-97, the incident is after New Cut Road. They're saying now it's police activity. Well, yeah, that's for damn sure. Left-hand lane southbound, a lot of activity there. The northbound side can see it, but the southbound backup, you may hit that as you're coming south from the ramps at Route 100, and then you'll have the backup from Benfield on I-97 down through the split at Route 32. That's the normal delay going south towards Annapolis. All those big backups still there at both the harbor tunnels, right around the city-county line. 30-minute delays right now, southbound 895 and 95 Beltway. Yep, everything's normal. JFX has been slow. There was a report of an accident. Like I said, we can't see it. There are no cameras after Northern Parkway. The accident was southbound at Cold Spring Lane, and the wonderful contractor continues to work in the right lane, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a nice day today. The sun shines out. And again, we'll have a high today in the low to mid 80s and pretty much clear night. Temps in the low 60s. And then the weekend, last weekend of summer, it'll be sunny and warm, highs in the mid 80s most of the weekend. And fall comes in on Sunday. Right now, 66 and partly cloudy in Annapolis, and it is 65. In Reisterstown. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, we always send the loons to the circus. We put them in a special sideshow just for your entertainment. So it's time now to head to the Big Top. Please enter, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And this one is just delightful, folks. There was this rumor going around over the past weekend that Donald Trump was in very, very ill health and that he was actually possibly going to have to withdraw from the presidency. It was a rumor. It's false, but that was the rumor. And that led the current sitting governor of Minnesota, the one-time candidate for the vice presidency alongside of Kamala Harris, to say this.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things, and although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime, just so you know. There will be news.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, that's Tim Walz chuckling about the idea that Donald Trump could be really ill. He is not, again. He is not. He is well, he is healthy, he is hearty, and right now probably enjoying one hell of a good meal over in Great Britain. But the Democrats think it's funny to joke about the presidency and the president being very ill on the heels of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Bad timing, bad idea. By the way, also a very bad VP candidate. Mr. Non-Vice President, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, unfortunately, the once great party has become a death cult.
Yeah.
And you can see it with Tim Walz. You can see it with Jimmy Kimmel. You can see it with a number of these individuals with abortion, with opening up our borders, watching illegal aliens. It was a horrific story of an illegal alien killing a 16-year-old and then been released by the Biden administration in a drunk driving incident over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we were, again, allowing fentanyl to pour over our border. And now, of course, the mutilation of minors with transgenders. I mean, this is the reason why they're losing elections and will continue to lose elections. And I know a lot of people point to the economy as being the big thing, and that'll get fixed. This country was in such bad shape, even worse than when President Trump was elected in 2016.
Yeah.
It was much worse.
Four
years of Biden devastated this country, and it's going to probably take a full two terms to pull us out of the abyss. That being said, Brendan Carr has been getting some pushback. He's the chairman of the FCC. As we reported earlier this morning, Jimmy Kimmel is a victim of consequence culture. When you say horrific things you work for a company, a company has a right. If you think the company thinks you've brought them in ill repute, if you've damaged their brand or reputation, the First Amendment doesn't guarantee you employment. It guarantees you your freedom of speech against government. And that's what people are saying now about Brendan Carr of the FCC chairman. And because he told Benny Johnson in his podcast this the other day, quote, any license granted by us at the FCC that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. You can make a strong argument this is sort of an intentional effort to mislead the American people about a very core fundamental fact of a very important matter. Frankly, when you see stuff like this, I mean, look, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And he said he applauded ABC or Disney for taking what he said were unprecedented action. So the left is saying that government, in the form of the FCC, is interfering with speech in the Kimmel situation. But let me tell you, we are regulated by the FCC as a public licensee, as is ABC and the rest of these communication outlets and networks. So when you are regulated by a federal government, it comes with strings. Okay, there are certain things we can't say, cannot engage in, and if we do, we could be fined heavily or we could lose our license. So that is something that Brendan Carr, he was not pressuring ABC, just saying that, hey, clean your act up, and otherwise your license could be looked at. And look, we've had our license looked at in the past. Other stations have either, A, been heavily fined or have their licenses looked at. I mean, you just can't go on as a public licensee and lie to the American people. I can't remember the name of the act. I think it's called the Smith-Mund Act. I think they want to rename that the Charlie Kirk Act. This allows government to broadcast propaganda to the citizens, and the Smith-Mund Act would prevent that. And again, I think it's fallen by the wayside. I think they want to resurrect it and rename it after Charlie Kirk, that government cannot knowingly, intentionally broadcast lies to the American people.
Yeah. And that has to do, in part, I suspect, with a Voice of America, where if we shaded the truth in VOA because it was broadcast overseas, that was just a note of clarification, by the way, folks, because I know you're going to be calling us on this otherwise. The FCC regulates individual stations. They do not regulate the networks as a whole, but they regulate every single station within that network.
Yeah. So if you have 240 net stations in and that take ABC, all 240 under scrutiny by the FCC.
One by one by one by one.
It's 8:21 and more on the education failures and the fix. We do have a solution, but will anybody be willing in this state or in this city to pursue it? 8:21 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 1, Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 8:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, JFX is more better now. Moving south from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line, there was a wreck at Cold Spring Lane. It's a little better now coming south. For a while, we had the cloud cover on the inner loop towards Park Heights Avenue. We didn't have much of a backup, and now the bright sunshine is right there between Park Heights Avenue and Green Spring, so it's adding to that delay with heavy traffic. Eventually, as you work your way across towards Green Spring Avenue, you're back in the shade again and then over to the JFX. But that delay is still pretty solid through there. Really slow Parkville side, and the west side delay is still there anywhere from 795 going down the hill to Frederick Road. The inner loop is going to be a little slow coming up through the construction from I-70 towards Liberty Road. They're still blocking the left-hand lane as of a couple of minutes ago. I-97 southbound at Newcutt Road, and we're still posting more than 20-minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this weekend. Well, we start with today, of course. The sun is out and the rain is gone, and high today about 84. Overnight clear temps in the low 60s. Sunny and warmer for the last summer of weekend, and it's going to look pretty nice. It's going to be dry, and highs in the mid-80s all the way through Sunday. 66 and sunny in Pasadena, 68 in Stevensville. At 8:24, we're talking about Baltimore's failed, and I mean failed. It's abysmal. It's unacceptable. It's abominable, the education system, and just not just Baltimore City, but let's look at the rest of Maryland too. Prince George's County, Baltimore County, they have a lot of students that they're failing. Ike Leggett, the former Democrat, Democrat former legislator, says that, as you just heard, he thinks there's going to be an improvement, and he's basing this on the blueprint, which is going to pump billions and billions of additional dollars $1 million into the system. And he says, well, we have no other choice.
If you want to have the best for our state, competitively going forward, we have to make an adjustment. And this is an investment on that. I don't think we have any other choice.
We do.
Yeah, you do.
More on that in just a second. But David Williams saying that, look, we've seen this, and the very definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
This has been happening for decades. Common sense dictates is if you don't see results, you stop what you're doing. You don't continue the same thing over and over again.
My God, it's the rule of holes, folks. That's all it is. If you find yourself in a hole, first thing you do is stop digging. I mean, honest to God, we're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. It's not going to happen.
Well, but this is, Williams is right. It's been happening for decades.
Yes.
We've seen the overall performance, the test scores go down, especially in the last 20 years or so. So we know something has dramatically happened, and we know that throwing money at the problem does not work. That's been proven. So if money's not going to help, now, we know there's a parental issue. It'd be wonderful if two parents in their home that are paying attention to the children, making sure that they're getting fed properly, they're getting a good sleep the night before, and they're paying attention to their homework, and they have them engaged in some other kind of extracurricular activity, be it sports or a musical instrument or something that is going to keep them off the streets in idle time. But here's the thing. School choice has not been given an opportunity. Throwing money at it has been repeated for decades now. I think it's time to be a serious discussion. Families should be able to choose the schools in which they want to send their children to give them the best opportunity to get an education. And that is being fought by the Democrat Party. Why? Because teachers' unions own the Democrat Party. And teachers' unions are totally opposed to school choice. Why? Would you ask, Bruce, would a teacher whose very job it is to educate children, why would they be so opposed to school choice? Because failed schools would be closed, because failed teachers would be fired, and there's lots of them.
Yeah, and more qualified teachers would be ending up going with, teachers would really rather teach than babysit. Newsflash. So they'd rather have a classroom of 24 students who want to learn than have a classroom of 7 students who have no interest in learning whatsoever and who are rowdy and disruptive.
Right. And that's part of the problem, too. They've not been able so far to answer the discipline issue. First off, there's a parental issue, and I want to start there first and foremost. That's a foundational problem. And then you have the discipline issue in class where good students who are there wanting to learn are disrupted by behavioral issues by some other students. We heard from a substitute teacher the other day that called into the program, and he gave us an eye-opening account of what the hell's going on in schools. And those of us that aren't in classrooms, I mean, the last time I was a substitute teacher, I'm in my early 20s, so that was a long time ago, and things have changed. But so you have a discipline issue, and then you have this parental issue, and the other is that, again, good teachers should be rewarded. Good teachers should earn more money. Good teachers should have the supplies that they need for the classroom. They don't have to buy them on their own and things like that. That's where the money should be spent, not to the top-heavy administrators. And that's basically what the teacher, many of these systems, including the Baltimore City School System, has become is patronage.
Well, one of the real problems with a teacher's union, unions by their very nature want to have equal wage for individuals covered by the union. Teachers are not equal. They differ from one teacher to the next. They should be compensated accordingly.
Yeah.
You don't want them all turning out the same product over and over again. You want them to excel and earn more money.
But how does somebody like Dr. Santelises or Kristen Taylor at the Achievement Academy or some of these others, I know in Santelises' case, she's upwards of $400,000 a year. You are being paid, you're stealing money. You are stealing taxpayer dollars. If you're getting that kind of salary and we're seeing these kind of results at 15 schools in your system, 15 have zero students testing proficient in math. Zero. And you're making $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
And what the hell have you done to fix the problem? It's 8:30. Coming up next, Mackenzie Frost joins us, Fox 45's investigative government reporter. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. City police investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to the 800 block of Glade Court shortly before 6 p.m. where they found a man with a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital. There has been no update on his condition. Police have not released information on a suspect or a motive. A Baltimore woman has pled guilty to wire fraud and a bribery scheme that she conducted with a Maryland Department of Labor contractor. She posed as one. According to the guilty plea, between June of 2020 and November of 2021, Natonia Johnson assisted family, friends, and strangers with filing and obtaining unemployment benefits they were not eligible to receive in exchange for bribes and kickbacks. She faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison when she is sentenced on January 6th. Maryland's first district rep, Andy Harris, has announced two FAA grants for airports on the Eastern Shore. Congressman says the grants for Easton Newnham Field and Ocean City Municipal Airport will create construction jobs and improve transportation for employers and constituents across the district. And Maryland State Police investigating a three-vehicle crash in Carroll County injured two children. Accident happened shortly before 5 p.m. yesterday. Route 32 on Bennett Road when a southbound vehicle failed to yield to a northbound traffic and was struck by a vehicle that crashed into a third car. 7-year-old, 10-year-old flown to shock trauma treatment. No other injuries reported. Coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up 1 minute from right now, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Call Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. I personally give you a money-back guarantee that I will hypnotize you, knowing at the end that hypnosis has been a very relaxing and enjoyable experience. So I will give the inner mind an opportunity to send a message to the body and the consciousness in a way that the body and the consciousness can understand the inner mind's strength, its willingness, and now its total and complete commitment to assist you never to smoke cigarettes again as long as you live. And I wonder how surprised the body and the consciousness will be upon receiving this very strong message. 410-661-1111. Money back guarantee. What do you have to lose?
Pick three lottery number 969. Your pick 4-8750. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. So the incident I-97 southbound at Newcutt Road is now in the median. So they've cleared all the lanes, but the state trooper's still there with all the activity. So a little bit slow at the scene. Even northbound was still slow. After that, from Benfield Boulevard down to Route 32, you still have the backing on I-97 through the split, and then it gets better after the bridge at 178, moving south eventually down to the ramps at Route 50, and there really are no late problems right now through there. Bay Bridge traffic looks good. Two eastbound, three lanes westbound coming over through the area at Sandy Point. A little bit of work there in the left-hand lane on the eastbound side approaching Sandy Point, but there's still plenty of room to get around. Beltway, yeah, still all jammed up on the Parkville side through Pikesville and down the entire west side from 795 at least down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a much drier day ahead of us with clouds giving way to some sunshine. We're also warming back up with highs in the low to mid 80s. Turning mostly clear and pretty cool tonight as lows fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be the O's and Yanks tonight at Camden Yards as the Birds tangle with the New Yorkers seven times in their final 10 games. And Aaron Judge, by the way, isn't the only power bat the Birds are going to have to worry about.
High drive, right field. There it goes. He's done it again. Another home run for Grisham. A three-run shot. And the Yankees lead 6-2.
2.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network in New York, a career-high 33 dingers for Trent Grisham, who now bats leadoff for the Yanks, as the Bombers beat the Twins last night in Minnesota. 10-5 was the final. 7-15, his first pitch tonight at Camden Yards with Kate Povich on the hill for Baltimore. Meanwhile, ESPN naming MLB team's biggest success and biggest failures in 2025. Biggest success for the Birds, per ESPN, was Trevor Rogers, the left-hander adjusting his mental approach and pitching to an impeccable 1.43 ERA in 16 starts. The biggest failure, however, is his battery mate, Adley Rutschman. 500 career games now for Rutschman. In his first 344 games, Rutschman batted .283. In his last 156, batting .210. Power numbers also way off for Adley Rutschman. Ravens and Lions on Monday night. It'll be electric. Odafe Owe was asked about it.
Loud. Can't hear the guy next to you. I feel like the ground shakes a little bit. I love when the lights go black. And you see.
Everybody loves that. Ravens wearing all black, by the way, on Monday night. Team asking fans to do the same. Beating Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, and Towson at home is one thing. Beating Wisconsin on the road at Camp Randall Stadium is another. Saturday's game will be the toughest one the Terps and Badgers will take, and it'll be the sternest test for freshman quarterback Malik Washington. He was asked how he plans to approach it.
For me, I just kind of like to minimize the moment. So, you know, no matter what the situation is or what stage we're playing on, at the end of the day, it's first and 10, and we've done it 1,000 times. We'll do it 1,000.
That is a great answer from a freshman quarterback from Archbishop Spalding. And finally, former ESPN and FS1 host Skip Bayless with some extremely harsh words for Tom Brady, which he can now say because he's not employed by one of the mainstream media outlets that sugarcoat everything at the behest of the leagues that it pays to cover. Bayless now on his podcast called The Arena, taking Brady to task for his post-playing career.
This is so wrong. It's such a bad look for everybody involved, starting with Tom Brady. And I defended him for years. He is the runaway GOAT, was as a quarterback. And now in retirement, the runaway GOAT is trying to flex and flaunt. He's bullying this league. He's bigfooting this league.
And finally, in baseball history on this date, September 18th, 1976, Cleveland Indians player manager Frank Robinson's last game as a player, and it came against the Orioles, a pinch hitter, 1-for-1 with an RBI single as the Birds beat the Indians. 3-2 was the final. Time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:38, 22 before the hour of 9 o'clock, and it is time once again to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45's government investigative reporter, and that's tonight at 5 on Fox 45. She joins us now with a preview of what's coming up tonight. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Another week. Here we are.
Yeah. So earlier this morning, we were talking about a number of, you know, the city and state government failures and the city audit, you know, that found that COVID money had been misspent. But this is a real whopper. The Department of Legislative Services have discovered nearly $360 million in unauthorized expenditures in the form of federal funds by the State Highway Administration. What can you tell us?
Yeah, this was pretty eye-opening. So last week, this audit kind of dropped and really shook a lot of people and was eye-opening for many lawmakers specifically. And it found, you know, that the SHA was knowingly charging the federal government for unauthorized things. Really what it was, according to Republicans, say this was an attempt by the SHA to kind of hide or shuffle money around to kind of shield how much money was really in the transportation trust fund, and there was not as much money in there as what we had been told as the public. And so the SHA was charging the federal government for projects for reimbursement that they weren't authorized to do so. The SHA says that there were, you know, nothing was miscoded. But then there was also part of the audit that showed there was just an exorbitant amount of overtime for various projects. And, you know, ultimately, this could potentially cost Maryland taxpayers millions and millions of dollars if the federal government isn't able to kind of step in and repay this, which it doesn't look like will ultimately happen.
Mackenzie, do you know, is there one department, are there one or two individuals who have signed off on these expenses, or is it system-wide?
Well, that we don't really know. I've talked to some experts who say that based on the findings, that this wouldn't really be one or two people, that it would likely be kind of a deep-rooted systemic problem. And there's a lot of theories that are kind of swirling around about who knew what and when, and kind of the timing of when we had the former Secretary of Transportation, Paul Wiedefeld, kind of step back and, you know, leave his position as leader of the Department of Transportation, which oversees the State Highway Administration. And potentially this may have had something to do with that. We don't know if that's true. I've asked the governor's office if there was any connection to that, because Wiedefeld left officially at the beginning of August. But the governor's office never responded, so those questions are still lingering.
Mackenzie, the Sun paper was reporting that it wasn't the project themselves that were unauthorized, that it was the amount spent on each project that was unauthorized. Did you find the same?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The project itself was fine. It's how they kind of went about spending the money, and certain parts of the project had been okay, and then the project itself kind of grew above and beyond what the federal government had initially approved. And that's where the trouble is that gap in between the funding that was approved and what was actually spent. And so that gap is what taxpayers in the state of Maryland ultimately potentially will be on the hook for. And, you know, that could come out of the transportation fund or the general fund, or, you know, however lawmakers kind of want to deal with that is what we're facing right now.
Well, of course, it eventually comes down, since we have an amount of money we can spend in the state and no more than we take in, there's a balanced budget requirement here. Eventually, something else has to suffer in order to pay those bills. So what's the most likely area where the suffering is going to take place?
Well, I think there's a concern that projects that have already been, you know, kind of given the green light or okayed may be pulled back if the money isn't there to pay for it, if they have to go back and kind of cover these costs that they were expecting the federal government to pay. And then the conversation is, well, does that mean that Marylanders will potentially be facing more tax and fee increases for things that do fund the Transportation Trust Fund? That's something that I've heard from Republicans that they're concerned we'll be looking at next session when the General Assembly begins, if this is a serious and really a systemic problem like it seems to be, then there's going to be a significant gap that lawmakers might have the, you know, feeling that they could go back to the taxpayers and say, well, this is the problem that we have and we need to pay for it, so we need to raise taxes.
I have a follow-up on asking just a couple of seconds if I could, but first, it's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Back at the JFX at Ruxton Road, looking south from there towards the City County loop and down through the bridge at Old Pacific Road. They're through there, down in the area of Cold Spring Lane, but we don't see it because there are no cameras through there. Definitely, though, has improved. There is a new wreck, Falls Road at Northern Parkway, and that could impact the ramps if you're on Northern Parkway trying to get over to the light at Falls Road. We're still backed up around the Beltway, the normal delays. Yeah, we're still in the area of at least a 20-minute delay with the heavy traffic south continuing at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's shaping up like this. Sunshine abounds here in the last weekend. A of summer. We'll be up into the low to mid 80s today, back in the low 60s tonight. Clear skies tomorrow through Sunday. Sunny and warm, highs in the mid 80s. So right now it's going to be pretty nice. 67 and sunny in the city, 67 in Millersville. We're in depth with Mackenzie Frost tonight at 5 on Fox 45. We're talking about the State Highway Administration's $360 million in unauthorized expenses. Bruce, you said you had a follow-up question.
Yeah, my follow-up question is, money for that particular function of government, is any of that money scheduled for the Key Bridge?
That's a great question. I don't believe so, considering that most of it, you know, is supposed to come from the federal government. Anyway, I know the city or the state is ponying up some money up front. I have to double check that. I don't want to say yes or no if I don't know the specific answer, but that is a good question given all of the concerns about funding and what projects may have to be cut. I doubt this, you know, the Key Bridge is such a vital part of the region and transportation, that if any projects were to be cut because of the findings of this, I doubt that would be on the top.
Well, Mackenzie, you know, the politics here, William Donald Schaefer, when he was governor, when they faced a budget shortage, he said, well, I guess we won't have any state troopers, and Medevac has got to go. All of a sudden, there was money available.
Right.
Well, you know, here's the other question, Mackenzie, and that is, if these funds are not recoverable, then that blows a $400 million hole in the transportation trust fund. And so if you're saying the Key Bridge won't be impacted, which, you know, I believe, because it is important to the region, then that means they're going to have to find cuts somewhere else to pay for this, or we're going to get hammered again in the next session.
Yeah, I think that is a real concern. And, you know, it might be a little bit of both, depending on kind of how this ultimately shakes out. There are still a lot of questions. You know, I was talking to some members of the Joint Audit and Evaluations Committee. They're looking to have a hearing on this potentially before January to bring in officials from the DOT and the SHA before them to ask them, you know, how did this happen and what are you doing to ensure that it doesn't happen moving forward? And really the question is who knew what and when, and who is going to be held accountable for those decisions? Because if multiple people knew that this was happening, and from what I understand, this was too large of an operation for it to really just be pinned on one person. So multiple people may have had to know that all of this was going on, and that they were looking to, you know, kind of shuffle the money around and charge the federal government for things that potentially the federal government wouldn't be on the hook for. That raises real questions about not only what is going on in the SHA, but broadly within DOT.
Is there any investigation or avenue into the architectural and engineering vendors who are receiving these monies? Are they being looked at as well for perhaps fraudulent billing, double billing, inaccurate billing?
Not that I am aware of by the actual state. That is something that I have been, like, told about by various people and some tipsters. I've gotten some information that is something that we need to look into moving forward. But the audit itself didn't specifically look into that, you know, even deeper. Now, whether there's going to be another audit or this raises even more questions that more people will come forward has yet to be determined. I mean, remember, this audit was sparked by a hotline tip. This was, you know, somebody reported this potentially fraudulent activity to the hotline, the waste, fraud, and abuse hotline. So this isn't something that was just discovered by a routine audit. Somebody raised the red flag on this. So if there's more to be done, people need to come forward.
We'll be looking forward to that report tonight at 5, Mackenzie Frost in depth on Fox 45. Mackenzie, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thank you. You too. I'll see you next week.
All right. Time now for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. Just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Normally when you resign your job, it's not a good thing. But ABC affiliate anchor Benny Ray Harmony resigned this week after she was suspended for paying tribute to Charlie Kirk. She was suspended after she delivered a heartfelt message to her audience after her mentor Charlie Kirk was gunned down. Here is her tribute on the ABC station WICS ABC 20.
much for tuning into Marketplace today. So I want to talk about something for a minute, and it is heavy, so please bear with me. I want you to know that it's okay if you feel sadness. It's okay if you feel if you're grieving. 2 days ago, I lost a mentor, my first boss, the first person who made me believe in myself, that encouraged me to chase this dream that you're watching right now, Charlie Kirk. There's a lot going on in our world right now, in our country, but I want to say one thing. Lean on your neighbors. Speak up for what you believe in. I don't care what it is. I want to share with you one of my favorite sayings that Charlie would always tell us at the office. He would yell it from the mountaintops, so please listen. When conversations stop happening, when individuals become wordless, that's when violence begins. So, if you do one thing today, make it be with passion, with conviction. Stand up for your friends, stand up for your beliefs, and speak loudly, even if your voice shakes. Your words have meaning, your values have purpose. Never forget that. Thank you, CK. You changed my life.
Benny Ray Harmony stood up on principle. And so, to her, it was just a job not worth having if she was going to be suspended for living her faith, for living her principles. She said, effective immediately, I have resigned from WICS after being suspended for airing a nonpartisan tribute to Charlie Kirk this past Friday. Many in the mainstream media have been fired or punished for mocking his assassination. I believe I'm the first to be targeted for honoring him on the air. My resignation is guided by values that are essential to who I am, which I refuse to set aside in order to keep a job.
Yeah.
I choose my faith and love of country, and I always will. Benny Ray Harmony. That's our Feel Good News segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Knowings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
What are the three stages of retirement? Well, you can find out by listening to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio exclusively on WCBM this Thursday evening at 6 and Saturday morning at 11.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Heading up the interstate into Harford County, the contractor works during the day, works during the rush hour, northbound 95 and Route 24. 76-mile marker, they take away the right lane. New Rec, Baltimore County, I think a couple of medic units are heading out here now. Heads up for that, Goucher Boulevard at the intersection at Providence Road. They should be arriving just about now. We had the wreck at Falls Road at Northern Parkway. Still some slowing in and around the Beltway. JFX is improving. Both the tunnels are still there with about a 20-minute delay southbound on both 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I can
Today's
go.
This traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Rain moves out. We've got a gorgeous weekend in store for us today, including today high about 84, so low in the 60s, sunny, warm, and last weekend of the summer.
Yeah.
And highs in the mid 80s for the weekend.
The following weekend is 35 for the high, Kim.
Yeah. Well, then I will be here, guys. That's a good call out thing.
What's coming up? Kim Klasick live.
All right. So the first hour will be joined by Delegate Kathy Shalega and Delegate Ryan DeRocky, talking all things Maryland. We're also going to talk a little bit about Charlie Kirk, of course. But they're having a picnic on Sunday. And apparently, because I talked to Delegate Nino Mangione yesterday, there's a lot that's been going on the state level, especially when it comes to the budget and some of these audits. So we're going to dive into those things, especially also to a lot of laws. And I think we talked about this with Glenn yesterday, or Glenn 2 days ago, but there are laws coming into effect October 1st that I think some people just aren't aware of that should be aware of.
Okay.
We'll talk about those too. Obviously, we're going to talk about the breaking news out of York County, Pennsylvania, with the five officers that were shot, three fatally. Again, another warrant that was served, and unfortunately, another tragedy. So
that was a domestic violence incident, as I understand.
Yeah. So was it a domestic violence?
Well, it said it was a domestic incident. That's okay. The initial characterization, but I don't know any other details.
I saw some reports saying that they had a warrant.
Right.
So
they had a warrant for obviously a search or an arrest.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of that. And then, of course, there's still lots coming out of Utah. And a lot of chatter. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Charlie Kirk and Erica Kirk's pastor put out a message to Miss Candace Owens asking her to.
I don't know how much of that landed on your radar screen.
I can't imagine why. No.
It's the algorithm. I didn't search for it or anything. But meanwhile, on her show yesterday, she actually cursed the pastor out and told him to mind his business.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, one would argue, since he was their pastor, this is his business.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. I don't know. It's getting kind of crazy, but we'll talk about all those things.
All right. Coming up, Kim Klasick Live, right
Thanks,
after
guys.
The 9 o'clock news. Stay tuned for Kim.
It is always refreshing to see somebody who shows signs of humanity from an organization or a group that has not seen many signs of real humanity through this Charlie Kirk assassination. Jimmy Lee Curtis is a liberal. Matter of fact, she's way liberal. But she showed real signs of humanity in understanding the tragedy that has taken place for the family that stays behind, and she shows real empathy for Charlie Kirk, with whom she says very clearly she disagreed with politically on virtually everything. Here she is.
I disagreed with him on almost every point I ever heard him say, but I believe he was a man of faith, and I hope in that moment when he died that he felt connected to his faith, even though I find what his ideas were abhorrent to me. I still believe he's a father and a husband and a man of faith, and I hope whatever connection to God means that he felt it.
Yeah. Very, very emotional. She had a lot of difficulty holding it together, and you can see that was very genuine empathy for another human being. Hollywood, by and large, on this incident, as many others, has proven to be completely tone-deaf and heartless, is the appearance that's given. I mean, hello, Jimmy Kimmel. But in this particular case, she reached beyond political differences to say a human being was murdered. He lives behind a wife and kids. It was a horrible thing that happened. And I guess my hat's off to her for reaching beyond her political disagreements with him to say that I hope that he found peace with his God. So I wanted to pass that along to say there every once in a while you see a sign of hope. And for me, that was one of them. Douglas Murray, very, very smart guy. But I think he's analyzed what's going on in this country pretty accurately. He says we've now entered into a gray zone in American life, and we're slipping further and further to the dark side of gray.
A gray zone has emerged in this society where the terrorists and the assassins and the murderers now have this growing number of people who seem, frankly, as I wrote in the Post the other day, to treat life as if it's some kind of computer game. As though you just take people out and there's no consequences. There are consequences.
there are indeed consequences. He says that we've developed a society where, since we're all doing it behind keyboards, beyond in anonymity, there's less humanity and more objectification.
Don't we have?
All right. Yeah. So that's Douglas Murray. Violence, he says, is okay for some in the view of those people who no longer view other human beings as human beings because they're not confronting them. They're not having the robust arguments in public. And you and I disagree, and we'll disagree in public for the world to hear. Many people now sit behind their keyboards with a degree of anonymity and say vicious things they would never say to somebody to their face.
I'm off tomorrow. Bruce will be here. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.